It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
And it's a gloomy late September evening here in Holton. Home of Jackson Heights as the Cobras get set to take on the Cyclones of Riverside. It is a Big 7 Northeast Kansas League showdown and a Class 1A District 4 matchup. As again, we are in Week 4 of high school football. Thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast tonight. I am Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much. We got a full house. Trenton Kraxner back with us, number 2. We got Crendon Prophet with the Cobra Channel. Colin Fellkamp is our studio producer. Well, again, it's Riverside here at Jackson Heights. The Cyclones are 1-2. They lost at home to Royal Valley last week, 38-16, and the Cyclones gave up nearly 380 rushing yards, and Royal Valley averaged over 8 yards per carry in that ball game. Now for the Cobras and head coach Caleb Wick, they are off to a fantastic start, same as last year. They won their first three games. They are 3-0. They've been dominant through those first three. They beat Pleasant Ridge last week, 45-14. Their quarterback, sophomore Drake Mellies, he has been fantastic through the first few weeks. 122 passing yards, 121 rushing yards, and he had 5 touchdowns in that ball game. But last year it was the same scenario going in. The Cyclones were 1-2. The Cobras were 3-0, but Riverside got the win by the final score of 28-12. A district showdown, Big 7 versus the Northeast Kansas League. Coming up as our pregame coverage continues here, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You'll hear my conversation with Jackson Heights head coach, that is Caleb Wick. We'll come back, get you set with more pregame and the kickoff right about 7 o'clock here at Jackson Heights as they take on Riverside. Again, after a timeout, my conversation with Caleb Wick, and more after this as high school football continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chiefs fans, are you tired of sitting on the couch instead of in the stadium? Well, here's your chance to win 2 free tickets and a parking pass to the Sunday, October 22nd game against the Chargers. All you have to do is come to a Rainbow office location near you. We will be drawing September 29th. You can see the full details at www.rainbowtel.net/sweepstakes.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at kellermaninsurance.com.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Pre-game coverage continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM and the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports over at MSCSports.net. Our Week 4 matchup tonight, district matchup in Class 1A, as Jackson Heights plays host to Riverside, and the Cobras head coach Caleb Wick joining us. Coach, kind of the similar scenario as last season. You guys come into this matchup in Week 4 undefeated at 3-0. You take on a Riverside team that was 1-2, same scenario that we got here tonight, but Riverside able to get the win 28-12. When you look back at that game a year ago, just maybe what was kind of the key difference in that ball game?
Well, for us, it wasn't very good when, your best player gets ejected from the game for 2 personal fouls. There was penalties right and left. I think we had over 150 yards of penalties. So, you know, it goes back to what I said in the first segment about, you know, our intelligence level when, maybe not resorting to talking back to the other players or, you know, having just a better attitude, a better sportsmanlike effort. And that was the main cause last year for us. It was just self-inflicted errors. We were able to move the ball a little bit on them, but we got stopped inside the 5 once. We threw 2 picks, and they were able to score on both of them. We got beat on 2 jump balls. D deep balls, which, you know, all those receivers are back, all the quarterback's back, both backs are back. So they're a better team than they were last year. And like I said, they handled us last year. So, you know, that's always, you know, thinking about the big play aspect that they have. You know, they're going to take shots down the field. Their backs are big. They run physical. Their line's good and big as well. So, and you know, just talking about Riverside, they're in the Big Seven. So they've played Perry, they've played Jeff West, and they've played Royal Valley, you know, three Big Seven schools, 2 3A schools, and then being a 1A, they get tested. So they're definitely, not going to shy away from us or any other, 1A school here in the district. And, we know they're going to come and give us their best shot and give us their best game because, like I said earlier, it's districts. Everybody's 0-0. So you know, you can wipe the slate clean and, you can just come into this game with a fresh mindset. So we definitely need to come into this game, you know, ready to play and be locked in.
And as we just talk about, you know, it's a, you know, the game last year that they were able to get that win 28-12. And, you know, not so much familiar with Riverside because they are in the Big Seven, but maybe schematically what they do or maybe their style or format, whatever it is there a team that you see maybe in the Northeast Kansas League that kind of, you know, is similar to them maybe in the style and what they, you know, do on and off the field?
They can run power. You know, they can get up under center and, run some power football right at you, but they can also spread it out and get their athletes in space. And, you know, we've seen both of that. We've seen the power running game of, you know, Pleasant Ridge and Horton, and then we've seen the spread attack of Mar Hill. So we've definitely been drilled in the different formations they're going to run at us. But I think everybody's going to get a lot more familiar with Riverside here in the next couple of years just because they're moving back to the Northeast Kansas League after the Big Seven and the Mideast League combined. So we'll definitely get more accustomed to them. And, you know, they're a good addition to our league. And I just hope that we can come here on Friday night and really focus up and just play our game.
Finally, Coach, a few keys and expectations for this week against the Cyclones.
You know, keys to the game is just, you know, like every coach will say, it's offense, defense, and special teams. If we can do that, you know, we'll be in the right situation to win the football game. And, you know, the hidden thing here on Friday, is it going to rain? We don't know that yet. I know there's a chance of rain, and I know there's a chance of it being, you know, 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds with gusts of 30, so that'll definitely be a difference maker as well. But, you know, we just know coming into this game, Riverside's going to be a great football team, a great well-coached football team. They're going to play fast. They're going to play physical. So we need to match their intensity. We need to match their physicality, and we just need to come out and play our game. And hopefully if we can do that, we'll be competitive here on Friday.
That's Jackson Heights head football coach Caleb Wick. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the captains are at midfield as we're minutes away from the opening kickoff. This last 1A District 4 matchup here on KNZA, as well as the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. Again, the Cobras and the Cyclones of Riverside just moments away. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thanks again for hanging with us. We got Trenton Kraxner back, part of the crew. Crendon Prophet here with the Cobra Channel, and Colin Belkamp as our studio producer. Well, as we get set, we'll find out how we're going to dial things up here in the first quarter as the captains are at midfield. But, Crendon, I want to start with you, of course, the voice of the Cobra Channel. You've seen this team all the way through so far, and just like last year, they're off to a 3-0 start. You could argue maybe they're in a little bit better spot than they were a year ago, as this was the time they lost their first game. Riverside got the best of them a year ago, but this is a very good Cobras team, and they've come out well here in the first few weeks.
If you're looking at the teams that they played, they almost have the same exact similar score that they played last year against these teams. I mean, blowing them out by nearly 40 points each game, and then coming against Riverside, was the game ended very close, ended 28-12. You saw on the coach's show that Coach Wick talked about penalties as a big thing, and obviously the execution throughout the whole game matters too. This Cobra team, they have something special this year. It's Drake Melis. On a previous coach's show, Coach Wick was able to establish that Drake Melis is the number one quarterback on this team, and he is the primary quarterback. There is no switching him in and out. And let me tell you, this kid's been great. Last week, he had 5 total touchdowns for this team, and he's continued to be dominant. 130 passing yards a game, 140 rushing yards. He's been absolutely a performance.
Yeah, no doubt. He's been sensational. It starts with him. Riverside won the toss, deferred to the second half, so the Cobras will get the ball first. Trenton, we bring you back alongside in this Riverside team who won this matchup a year ago. And they've lost some key pieces, but they're still a very young roster and obviously should have a good one here tonight.
Yeah, and I like what Coach Wick said in the pregame. It's 0-0. This is real football now. It's district play, so you can be 3-0 in your non-district games, but you have to start winning games if you want to get in the playoffs now. And it's a big one tonight, homecoming, so they're going to try and spoil that blackout tonight. But, yeah, Riverside, you know, the key for them is keeping the game as a low-scoring game. They're only scoring about 12 points per game right now, but they're only giving up about 21. I mean, they gave up 38 last week to Royal Valley. So as long as they keep it low-scoring and muddy up the game, you know, I think they have a good chance. But this game's going to be a car crash. Both teams love to run the ball downhill, and it's going to be physical out there.
Yeah, two athletic quarterbacks, and the Cobras, again, have been very good offensively. 43.3 points per game through the first three. They're averaging 365 yards of offense. You mentioned homecoming festivities, the blackout uniforms trimmed out in gold for the Cobras, all white for Riverside with their baby blue numbers and lettering as well, trimmed out in black. Again, a beautiful night, little overcast, rain stay away. That's all I can say there, but it's going to be a good one here tonight, late September football. Hard to believe we're already in week number 4. Our broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas.
Jackson, this is actually the first time Jackson Heights has started off on the receiving end of the field so far this year. Last week, they actually started off with the ball despite not receiving it. Right off the bat, the Rams just fumbled it on the opening kickoff. So let's hope that the Cobras can not start off with that start instead. Get the ball, and let's see what Drake Melis can do for this Cobra team.
All right, back to receive for the Cobras. It'll be Josh Smith and Weston Chulions as the Cyclones get ready to kick things off from left or right. Again, 28-12 was the deciding number last year with Riverside getting the win. And the Cobras getting set to kick off, or I should say receive. It's going to be Chase Ewens to kick off for the Cyclones. Black uniforms, white uniforms, Cyclones and Cobras. Ewens approaches a left-to-right kick. It's going to be a short one fielded at the 20 by Jackson Heights. Angling right, 25, and a flag already thrown. Tackled down at the 31-yard line. Braden McQueen on the return. Could lose some yards here with the penalty flag here 5 seconds into the game.
Yeah, that was something else that Coach Wick for Jackson Heights talked about. 150 20 yards, I believe, is the exact number. Got to clean it up, and on the first play of the game, you're going to get a block in the back.
Yep, block in the back is the call. So a return that was out to the 31-yard line by McQueen. Cobras are going to have a little bit more field in front of them to work with here on the opening drive of the game. They'll go from right to left. If you would turn us down on your dial, that is the direction they will be going here in the first quarter. In the all-black uniforms, all white for Riverside. Cobras come in at 3-0. Cyclones are 1-2. So they're going to mark back the penalty yardage. The Cobras were already ready to jump on the ball, but it's going to be back to the 21-yard line. We are just getting started. First and 10 for the Cobras, the sensational sophomore quarterback in Drake Melis. 5'9", 150 on the button. He'll stand in the shotgun set. The running back is Cade Holiday to his right. The 2-by-1 set, two receivers to the right, one split far side left, and that is Michael Cornelison, the lone receiver left. First play of the game. Here is Drake Melis, give to Holiday. Left side, boy, is he lit up quickly. And I believe that was Elijah Moore who made the stop. It's a gain of a yard, but a big stick by the linebacker Moore. They'll give him 2 for Holiday, second down and 8.
You know, Jackson Heights team has really been trying to rely on Holiday to pick up a lot of numbers, especially after the loss of Titus Eisenbarth in the Jamboree. They've really looked at Cade. His first game against Horton, did a really good job at 90 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. three touchdowns. So let's see what productivity he can get tonight.
Second down and 8 from the 23-yard line after a gain of 2 by Holiday. Clock moving, 40 seconds in, no score, opening quarter. Man in motion, that is Shuliantz from left to right. They'll fake the end around, and Mellies will keep, and he lost the football, and the Cyclones recover. On the second play.
Yeah, that was Maddox Mears that jumped on it, but he got spun around, he lost the football.
And a turnover by the Cobras. That is a Drake Mellies fumble recovered by the Cyclones, and all of a sudden Riverside in business with good field position 50 seconds into the game. So a turnover on a great start. And now, let's see where they officially mark it at the 29 of Jackson Heights. And now here we go. So the Cyclones get their first opportunity with Beckham Griffin, the sophomore quarterback. And he's going to keep it himself, and he's pushed across the 25. Good help by his offensive line. And he'll get to the 25 for a gain of 4 yards. So Beckham Griffin, again, a sophomore, nearly matching his total in rushing on that run alone here. He had 5 carries for 5 yards to the first three. He'll pick up 4 there at second down and 6.
Yeah, and he had Elijah Moore lead blocking for him there, and he'll talk about Moore, big body.
They got
the linebacker, and he's a good running back, too.
Yeah, they got 2 big backs with Elijah Moore and Percy Duncan. This time it is Moore, but he is hit in the backfield and drops for a loss of 1. Good pursuit by the Cobras defensively. That's J.W. Moore in on the stop, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 7.
Yeah, good defensive play by the Jackson Cobras. They brought 5 linemen, and they came right through the O-line and got to the line of scrimmage, making that tackle.
Moore, the leading rusher for the Cyclones, coming in at 163 yards to the first three. Again, this is a Riverside team that's averaging just 208 yards per game, and now an injured player.
I think maybe an equipment issue, maybe a helmet some sort, or blood.
So, yeah, not an injury, but maybe an equipment malfunction there for the Cobras. But nonetheless, 3rd down and 7 after the turnover. So let's see if the Cobras can get a stop. Nearly 2 minutes in, no score. Beckham Griffin in the gun. They're going to give it to Duncan, and he is hit immediately. He's a strong running back, but he can't get away from 4 black jerseys, and down he goes. He might have lost a yard or 2. Good pursuit once again by the Cobras up front. And that will be a loss of 3 yards back to the 30. So now it's 4th down and 10 at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and 3 different people have carried it for Riverside. But it's basically been the same 3 plays, a dive up the middle, and the first time it was effective, but the defensive line, the 4-man front for Jackson Heights, has stepped up and answered the call so far.
So a big play here early, 2.5 minutes in, clock moving, no score, Riverside's first possession, 4th and 10 at the Jackson Heights 30. Closer to the right side hash, Griffin in the gun, they move from left to right, pulls down a high snap, he's quickly ambushed, and it's going to be a quarterback sack! So the Cyclones can't do nothing with that turnover, and they're going to lose yards, and it'll be a turnover on downs. It's a loss of 7 on the sack. Well, I'd say the Jackson Heights defense did more than enough there. They get the ball right back despite an opening turnover.
Yes, Jackson Heights defense has been very resilient, especially in the red zone. And they came to show it there, turning the ball over and then getting it right back on the turnover on down.
All right, second possession here for Jackson Heights. 1st and 10 at their own 38. And another ball is on the turf and another fumble by the Cobras.
And Percy Duncan got on that.
And it's Riverside football.
Was that Mellies again or was that Cade Holiday? I couldn't tell.
I think it was Mellies. He had kept it himself and the ball just popped out.
And maybe kind of like Kadarius Toney from week 1 for the Chiefs, you know, it's kind of a confidence issue. You know, his back-to-back plays is just like the drops building up for Toney. Now he's fumbled, so he's a young guy as a sophomore. It's going to be something to monitor through the game. How confident is he going to run with the football? Back-to-back carries, he's turned it over.
Jackson Heights has had 2 possessions. They've barely had it for more than a minute, and they have turned it over twice. 9:09 to go first quarter. No score. Second possession here for Riverside. It's Ryder Davis on an end around, and he's tripped up at the 30. They'll get him down to the 29 for a gain of 5. A little end around there to Ryder Davis, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 5. Near side hash at the 29-yard line, just over 3 minutes into the game. We have seen a turnover, a turnover on downs, and another turnover.
That Jacksonite team really hasn't struggled fumbling the ball. They've had pretty good handling of the ball. What they've struggled with is the interceptions. Right now, Drake Mellies, he currently has 5 interceptions, and he's almost averaged 2 a game. And they've been pretty rough interceptions, so we'll see how this Cobra team adjusts and plays a little better on offense when they get the ball back.
Second possession again for Riverside. No score, 8:30. Clock moving. High snap, pull down. Here's Duncan, finds a hole, 25-20. Spins away from one, gets to the 15. Still on his feet, and he crawls all the way to the 10-yard line. Duncan for 19, and it's first and goal at the 10.
Yeah, we talked about Duncan being a big body, and I remember we called them up at Onega last year, but he's very limber for a big guy of his size. He can really shift sideways, and he showed off the spin move there. He's a very agile guy for a guy his size, and got all the way down to the 10. Can you convert here? Because you already got the ball to about the 24 and got stopped. Can you convert here?
Duncan, the second leading rusher, coming in, averaging just 3.9 yards per carry through the first three, but he rips off a 19-yard run there. First and goal at the 10 for the Cyclones, trying to get on the board first here, still early on in this game. Griffin, the sophomore, in the gun. Sidecar right is Duncan. They make it to him, and Griffin's going to keep himself up the middle, gets inside the 5 and down to the 4 for a gain of 6 yards. It'll bring up second down and goal.
Yeah, and he followed his center there, Caleb Catrone. He had a pancake block up the middle, and an arm tackle saved a touchdown for the time being, but followed the big body of Caleb Catrone, the junior, up the middle, getting some success on this drive.
Well, the Cyclones have had their struggles offensively. They've only scored 5 touchdowns in the first 3 games, all of which have been on the ground. Now it's Elijah Moore in the backfield, right side to Griffin in the gun, 2-by-1, 2 right, 2 left. Another high snap, Moore on the give, left side, using the big body, pushing towards the goal line, and Moore's in for the touchdown. Touchdown Riverside, they capitalize on the second Jackson Heights turnover, and it's 7:05 to go first quarter, the Cyclone 6 and the Cobras nothing.
Yeah, and that's the first touchdown of the year for the sophomore Elijah Moore, and you know, hard running by him and Duncan, and even Beckham Griffin on his single carry there. Refusing to go down with the arm tackles on first contact. And got to put pads on pads if you're Jackson Heights and strengthen up on tackling.
The Cyclones with the sophomore Chase Ewens will try the extra point. Griffin on the hold. Kick is very high through the dark clouds. And it is good. A late signal there by the official. But finally, 4 possessions, 2 by each team. We're not even 5 minutes in. And the Cyclones strike first. A 4-yard run by Elijah Moore. 7:05 to go first quarter. 7-0 Riverside. We're back after this on the MSP Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
7-0 Riverside, a 4-yard touchdown run by Elijah Moore. Our drive summary is presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them at WilsonTireKS.com. 2:04 off the clock, a short field of 34 yards. Again, Elijah Moore, the sophomore, his first touchdown of the year, 4 yards out, powering in after an already second turnover by the Cobras. This time they capitalize on that short field. Again, 7-0 the score, 7:05 to go first period. Cyclones get set to kick off. It'll be Hewins. A low line drive kick goes by McQueen. Julian's letting it go, and he needs to pick it up. Does so at the 8-yard line. Gets to the 15, down at about the 16, maybe the 17, so maybe 8-9 yards roughly on that return. And that is where Jackson Heights will take over for a third time.
Yeah, and this is where you tell your sophomore quarterback to just take a deep breath and relax. He's fumbled it away on his last 2 carries, but you just got to tell him to relax. It's just fine. He's produced big numbers for him through their 3-game win streak to start the year here. You just got to tell him to calm down and trust his fundamentals here.
Well, they've run 3 plays so far, and there's only been one that hasn't resulted in a fumble, and it was a 2-yard run by Holiday. Here's their third drive of the game. Melly's in the gun. Chest snap. And the give is to Holiday on a reverse, and he breaks free into the open field and a big first down run out to the 38-yard line. It's a gain of 21 yards.
That's definitely a big power run by Cade Holiday, just allowing those defenders to stay on him, dragging him down, being able to pick up a lot of good yards to distract my team.
Had to get some positivity there after a couple of fumbles early and a little end around, and he busted that one straight through the line, cut it between the hash marks, and drug a Riverside defender with him for a few yards. So 21 on that run by Holiday. First down and 10 for the Cobras at the 38-yard line, coming up on the halfway point of the opening quarter. Cyclones out to a 7-0 lead. 2-by-2 set here. They'll split two receivers right and two left with a tight end. Lined up slot left. Melly's rolling to his left. Design pass has to get rid of it. Duncan rips him down, and then Melly's had to throw it away. It's going to be
intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding.
Yeah, you've got to take the sack there because now you're losing even more yards.
That.
I think that was Percy Duncan.
It was.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
Yeah, Percy. Almost called him Todrick.
Well, there's still a Duncan on this Riverside squad, and Percy just threw down Melly's, and Melly's just not thinking about it, just threw it away, and certainly that is the penalty. It's going to be intentional grounding, so you're going to lose a down.
Yeah, it's going to be about second and 30. It was going to be a sack of about 9 or 10, and then I think from that spot, you get the intentional ground, you go 10 more yards back.
Trenton, you just got to think, again, just a young quarterback in Melly's just, you know, just kind of situational there. Again, you mentioned you got to take that sack there and just live to fight another down and not lose a down, but, you know, that could just be a sense of a stop for, you know, starting for really full-time for the first time and still pretty young, just trying to get a grasp on everything.
Yeah, and I think he probably feels bad that he fumbled on those carries back-to-back, you know, so he's trying to make something happen, and as he was going to the ground, he just kind of threw it out on the track onto the Jackson Heights sideline, trying to get an incompletion. I don't think he was thinking that of the intentional grounding, and, you know, he just got to recuperate. You know, he's got to instill that confidence back in him. Because like I say, he's a great player. He's put up great numbers these first 3 weeks, but one of those things where you're just not thinking, you're just trying to avoid a sack, and it's going to be second and 25. I guess it's intentional. It's 10 yards in college in the pros, but I guess it's just 5 in high school. But still, nonetheless, second and 25.
So it's from where he went down, and yeah, you lose the yardage. So second and 24 at the 24 after all that. Melly's in the gun, man in motion from right to left. Melly's on a design keeper, hit hard by Duncan down at the 30.
And he's going to have to come out. He just lost his helmet on that tackle.
That'll be a gain of 6, but still third and 18 coming up.
And he's not going to be able to play on this down either.
Yeah, Melly's has to come out, so I'm going to assume it's probably Cade Holiday who's going to take a snap.
Well, they're going to burn their timeout so they can go back out there. So smart play by Coach Wick there.
The first time out of the game at 5:58 to go in the opening quarter. Riverside 7, Jackson Heights nothing. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet, Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp, full house, and a beautiful overcast evening here in late September, week 4 of high school football. 7-0 Riverside on this first time out of the game. And Crendon, again, the Cyclones, or I should say the Cobras, haven't had to deal with a whole lot of adversity through the first three games, and they're getting hit in the mouth here early, and Riverside can't play. So again, it's just kind of adjusting to this type of level. Again, the Big 7, you know, the Cyclones, a very good team. They bring a lot of power, and they've shown it here early.
Yeah, I think a thing that differentiates this Riverside team from the past three teams is that even if, you know, the Jackson Heights aren't coming out striking, you know, with a lot of force, those teams are making a mistake. Riverside plays a lot cleaner football. They play a lot better football. I mean, it doesn't show, you know, statistically, but they're playing a lot better schools. And, you know, those mistakes happen when you play bigger and better teams. The Jackson Heights, I mean, I know it on statistically, on the sheets, they look like that team. They got to come here tonight playing like that team. They're our 38th team. They got to try to convert this.
I just want to remind you, Riverside is coming to the NECAL next
they
year.
They are.
So this might be the team that's going to come in good next year and challenge the Jackson Heights and the JCNs of the league in the football.
So after that first timeout, third and 18 at the 30-yard line for the Cobra. Julian goes in motion, now trips to the right side. Cornelison, the only Wide receiver split near side left. 7-0 Riverside. Couple of early turnovers already by the Cobras. Now facing third and long and nearly got delay a game, but Melly takes the snap, rolls to his right, throws, hit, drops. Good coverage. Yeah. Julian's the intended receiver, and I believe that was Hewins on the coverage, the sophomore DB.
Yeah. You know, 3rd and 18, you can play the sticks pretty much, and you can sit back and blast wide receivers like that and come up and make a tackle. And the kicker slash defensive back made the play there, and all the momentum's on the side of Riverside right now. Can the Jackson Heights defense step up?
You know, Jackson Heights actually never punted their first two games. They punted, I believe, once or twice last game. So I assume here on a 4th and 18, you'd want to bring out your kicker and try to punt the ball away.
Yeah, 4th and 18 at your own 30.
Yeah, Melly's is on the sideline. I don't know who your punter is.
It's going to be Joshua Smith, the junior wide receiver, who is standing at his own 15. Riverside has come out to play. They're in kind of a safe punt coverage here, and that was nearly blocked by Duncan. Pretty good kick here by Smith, bouncing straight in the air, kind of settles, and it does so at the 46-yard line. That's where Riverside will take over.
Not the bounce you're hoping for necessarily, but, you know, this is the worst starting field position for Riverside so far. They started on, like, the 30 both times with those two forced fumbles, and, you know, that first drive, your defensive line was the key. But they kind of got pushed around the last drive, so how are they going to respond the third time around up front? Because the game is won in the trenches, no matter how much the game evolves into a passing game.
And Riverside's offensive line is 3 sophomores and 2 juniors. So you mentioned coming to the NEKL next year, they're going to return all 5 of their offensive linemen. Here's Beckham Griffin back to work, sophomore quarterback, to give it to Tyzel Harrington, left side, finds the numbers outside, first down run and more, 40, 35, and blasted out of bounds near the 30.
Yeah.
He'll get to the 33. It's a gain of 21 yards for Tyzel Harrington.
Yeah, and Tyzel Harrington, I remember him from basketball last year, and like I said, we called one Riverside game, very athletic kid. You know, you got the Bruisers coming up the middle with Duncan, and more than you run a fly sweep like that with an athletic kid like Tyzel Harrington, who's just a sophomore, and you know, you can really stretch the defenses for Riverside.
Just like that, a gain of 21. 1st and 10 for the Cyclones at the 33-yard line of Jackson Heights. They have a 7-0 lead over halfway in to this first quarter. Another high snap for Griffin. This time the give is to Ryder Davis. Near side, stiff arms a man at the 35, rolled up at about the 32. So maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like they'll give him a yard. Gain of 1 there for Davis. 2nd down and 9 at the 32-yard line. So they're using a lot of guys. 5 different players have a rushing attempt here in the first quarter for the Cyclones. Percy Duncan and Ryder Davis are the lone 2 starting seniors on the Cyclones offense.
Yeah, and Griffin's averaging about 14 passes a game right now, and they haven't even dropped back to pass yet, so look for them to maybe spread the field here.
You got Moore and Duncan both in the backfield. There's that pass. They swing it out to Davis left side, who gets a block at the 30, and he's out of bounds, and this could be a face mask on Shulian's on the outside.
Yeah, and they missed one. Hewins was out there blocking. I'm pretty sure he got thrown to the ground on a face mask, so they're only going to call it 1, but I think they got away with another one there, so they're going to be inside the red zone here again.
So, again, it's on the far side. Tough to see, but it was as Julian's was making the tackle out of bounds. And it is a face mask. So it was a pitch and catch of 7 yards to Davis. They just swung it to him on the outside. First pass attempt of the game. It goes for 7, and then you're going to add 15 more. Now the Cyclones are really in business.
Now is it half the distance? Are they going to get at the 12?
So they got to mark it off here.
Well, let's put it stopped at the 20. Okay, so is it half the distance now because you're inside the 20? No, yeah, it looks like they're going to be at the 11.
So, yep, that's about right. So, 1st and 10 at the 11.
But they haven't ran the ball at the middle, and that's where they had their success. So, they've spread it out the first 3 plays here. So, now you have fresh legs with Elijah Moore and Percy Dunn. You just run it down the heart of the Cobra defense, or you keep spreading out what's worked so far. We'll have to see, but like I said, Riverside offense is only averaging 12 points a game. They've looked pretty solid so far tonight.
Knocking on the door again with a 7-0 lead, 4:52 to go opening quarter. 1st and 10 for the Cyclones at the Jackson Heights 11. Nice move by Duncan, and then he's ripped down. He'll get inside the 10 to the 9, so a gain of a couple there. J.W. Moore in on the stop. It'll bring up second down and 8 at the 9. Third carry for Duncan. He's accumulated 18 yards on those three carries.
Yeah, and Craig, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think J.W. Moore has got to be by far their best defensive lineman statistically so far this year.
Yeah, by far. He's best. I mean, not even just that, but just he's always in the weight room, and he's always, like, just a heavyweight player, and he's just really good at being physical, and that's what element he brings to this Cobra defense. I mean, you are right.
Well, he's averaging a sack a game. He's the only player for the Cobras who have registered a sack coming in. I believe this is Moore, who lost it, but he was already down by contact.
Yeah, I think there's no reason he's trying to stretch the ball out at the 7-yard line. I mean, I guess they can still pick up a first down at the 2, maybe inside the 1. But no reason to be stretching the ball there. Like you said, ball came out. That's just a dangerous play.
Well, Moore just gets a yard, so it's 3rd and 7 at the 8, assuming it's probably going to be 4-down territory.
You take a field goal, maybe? I mean, that extra point looked pretty good.
Ewens definitely had the leg to get it from this distance, but a big opportunity here for the Cobras to get a stop. Here is Griffin. He will pass. He throws to the near side, looking for Ryder Davis, incomplete in the flat at about the 5. Good defense on the play and coverage by Cade Holliday, but now it's 4th and 7 at the 8. So let's see what the decision is for Bryce Payton and the Cyclones with a 7-0 lead at 3.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter.
Looks like they're gonna go for it. And, you know, the way your defense played through 3 possessions, not the worst thing with a turnover on downs here, having the Jackson Heights Cobras backed up deep.
The Cobras have had 3 possessions. They've had 2 fumbles lost and then a punt. 4th down and 7 at the 8-yard line for Jackson Heights, or on the Jackson Heights 8. Here's Griffin. It's going to be a little pop pass. Dunk into the back of the end zone and missing Harrington. It's incomplete, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. So they tried a little trick play. They handed it off to Duncan, who then was looking for Harrington in the back of the end zone. Good coverage and a big stop for the Cobra defense. Now Jackson Heights will take over, down 7 at their own 8-yard line with 3:24 to go in this opening quarter. That is a monster win for the Cobras. This is going to be already our 7th offensive possession here of the opening quarter. It's a 7-0 Riverside lead, 3:24 to go. 1st and 10, Jackson Heights at their own 8-yard line. Man in motion, it's Shulian's. Melly's a little flat pass. This is Holliday. He is busted up quickly and wrapped down by 2 Cyclones, and now a late flag is thrown, and this could be a face mask. Not even sure if that even gained a yard. Looks like they may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, but this could be a big penalty against Riverside.
There was a crackback block. They must have deemed it legal. Couldn't see what number, but Jackson Heights had a crackback block at the line of scrimmage, but they didn't call that, so it must have been deemed legal. But, yeah, without late that came out, you'd have to think it's a face mask.
And it is. So the second face mask we've seen here in the first quarter, the first time, or the first penalty on Riverside, and this one goes for 15 big yards, and that's huge because, again, Jackson Heights, outside of that one run of 21 yards by Holliday, they have just not had anything going. As Melly's has completed just 1 pass for 0 yards in 4 attempts, but that gets them all the way out to the 23-yard line, where it's 1st down and 10. Near side hash, they go from right to left. Melly's in the gun, tight end tucked up right. Julian's in motion. They're going to give it to him on the end around, going to the far side, and he's hit and dropped before the 30 at about the 28. Good open field tackle, but a gain of about 5. And it'll bring up 2nd down at the 28 after that gain of 5. Under 3 minutes and counting, opening quarter. Riverside 7, Jackson Heights nothing. And for how poorly it's been with multiple turnovers and a punt already, Cobra's only down 7-0. Got to feel pretty good about it, but can they put a long drive together? 2nd and 5 at the 28. Melly's pistol sets. Holliday, the running back, sidecar left. 2 receivers split left, a man lone right. Here's Mellies on a keeper, trying to split two, gets through one, stiff arms a man, falls forward to the 35, and he needed five, and he gets seven for a first down.
And I think he almost lost the ball there on that initial. I think it was Ryder Davis trying to strip the ball, and it kind of was a bobble for a second by Mellies, but you know, that's a confidence-building run. Like I said, first carry since those back-to-back fumbles and picks up a first down, so slowly build that confidence back up because he's the engine of the offense.
Approaching the final 2 minutes of the opening period, 7-0 Riverside. First and 10 for the Cobras at their own 35. This drive started at their own 8. Mellies in the gun. Another 4-wide set. Man in motion. It's McQueen. They fake it to him. And Ryder Davis is going to wrap him up in the backfield. And Mellies gets nothing. He might have lost a yard. And it's going to bring up second down and 11.
And that was a good job by Ryder Davis. Slow playing it. He was there to make the tackle. They handed it off on the fly sweep. Then he collapsed. And this is all-around great defensive play.
Three carries for 12 yards so far for Mellies. Again, the two fumbles early. They had one big play of 21 yards by Holiday, but it's been pretty bleak outside of that. Under 90 seconds to go in this quarter. 7-0 Riverside. Second and 11 at the 34. Mellies taking a good snap, rolling to his right, looking downfield, still looking. Now he's going to decide to take off, and he'll get a couple yards, and that's about it. Great pursuit by the Cyclones, particularly at the linebacker position, and let's see where they mark him out. They'll get him to the 36, so it's just a gain of 2 yards, and it's going to be third down and 9. Beckham Griffin in on the stop, Landon Connard as well over there out of the safety spot.
Yeah, and the Riverside defense has just been flying around in this first quarter. It's just a matter of can you maintain that energy for the next three, but they've been flying around, been in the backfield pretty much all night so far.
Big third down here for the Cobras. Third and 9 at the 36. 71 seconds left in the quarter. Design quarterback run. It's going to be Mellies. He's going to have a first down and more to the 50 and to the 49-yard line. It's a gain of 15, and Mellies with a big run on third and 9. That was much needed, and for the first time, the Cobras into Cyclone territory at the 49-yard line after a gain of 15 on third and 9. 66 seconds remaining. In a 7-0 lead for Riverside, but the Cobras putting together their best drive to this point. Started at their own 8, 2-plus minutes into it. First and 10 at the Cyclone 49. Shotgun set, 2x2. There's the snap, Holiday the give, 45-40, 35, and ripped down near the 31, and right at the 32, it's a gain of 17 right up the middle for Cade Holiday.
Yeah, and, you know, once you get a, it just kind of, it's just a momentum thing, you know, when you get that first down, and then the confidence is all of a sudden back, it's like, hey, we've been averaging 40-plus points per game these first 3 weeks, so let's get rolling again, and that's what they've done on this drive.
This drive started at their own 8. They're at the Riverside 32 with under 45 seconds to go in the quarter, trailing 7-0. Another 2x2. Mellies in the gun. Holiday the running back. They'll go right back to Holiday. Hit right at the line of scrimmage, but he gets a couple to the 29, so they'll give him 3 in what might be the final play of the first quarter. It'll be second down and 7 at the 29. 20 seconds to go. And finally, the Cobras putting some momentum together. A couple of big runs here on this drive. Mellies has had a good run. Holiday's had a couple of big runs.
They don't have to run a play here.
4 seconds left. Let's see if they do take a snap. And they will. Mellies, design quarterback run to the outside. Gets to the 25. Gets to the 20. He'll have a first down. And that will be the final play of the first quarter. But Jackson Heights on the move after a tough start. A drive that has started at their own 8-yard line. And now they're trying to answer. Riverside 7, Jackson Heights nothing. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton Point, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Bringing them in with you, Trenton Kraxner, Crendon Prophet, Colin Feldkamp, all part of the broadcast team. Riverside 7, Jackson Heights nothing. But Trenton again, this Jackson Heights drive started at their own 8-yard line, and all of a sudden in the red zone, first and 10 at the 18, that running game starting to get going.
Yeah, and it first play of the drive, they had a screen pass that went for nothing, maybe lost yard, but a face mask, and it was kind of like a breath of fresh air. And ever since, they've been running the ball very effectively. Mellies has scrambled sometimes, I think, on some design pass plays, and he's shown that dynamic player that he is. And you're inside the red zone, you got to capitalize here.
First play of the second quarter. Here's Holiday to the 15, to the 10, and it'll be first and goal territory, depending on the spot.
Yeah, I think they're going to give him the 8, in between the 9, 8 and a half, maybe. So. Got four downs here.
Yeah, let's see. Is it going to be enough for the first? They're checking the spot, and they will say it's a first down. So Holiday on first and 10, got about 10 and two quarters. So first and goal at the 8-yard line for the Cobras. Just getting going second quarter, and they trail Riverside 7-0. This drive started at the own 8-yard line. They can capitalize. It'll be a 92-yard touchdown drive. Oh, and Holiday moved, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, and I noticed that on most of their snaps at the end of that first half or first quarter, their backfield was kind of moving forward at the snap, and at the time they moved a little too early, kind of like Juwan Taylor, you know. It looks good for most of the time, but they're going to call it sometimes. Can't keep getting away with it.
So right when I make a comment about, you know, scoring and what would be a 98-yard drive.
92.
Or 92, excuse me.
Started at the 8, yeah.
Then,
yeah.
within seconds, it's a false start. So, obviously, you lose a big 5 there, and it's going to be first and goal at the 13. But they've been moving it well. They've been doing it all on the ground. Big plays by Mellies and Holiday. 20 seconds into the second quarter. 7-0 is the Riverside lead. First and goal, though, for Jackson Heights at the 13. Chulion's in motion, settles, and now another penalty.
Delay of game. So, you know, you get down inside to the 10, and then you fall start, and then you get a delay of game, and all of a sudden it's first and goal from the 18.
Four penalties for 25 yards here in the first half so far by the Cobras. If you heard the pregame with head coach Caleb Wick, he acknowledged last year they had roughly 150 yards worth of penalties in last year's loss to the Cyclones. But again, assuming this is four down territory, but how quickly it turns, it was first and goal at the 8, and now back-to-back 5-yard penalties makes it first and goal at the 18. Can you get a good chunk of it back here? Ball near side hash, two wide receivers split left, Cornelson and Chulions. McQueen in motion, settles into the slot left. Now a man in motion is Holiday. They're going to fake it to Holiday. Melly's on a keeper, gets to the 15, to the 10. It's Pater. Touchdown, Jackson Heights. So after two straight penalties equaling 10 yards, it does not matter as Mellies finds it from 18 yards out, and we're an extra point from tying this game early second period. And for Drake Mellies, making his 7th rushing touchdown of the season. That one from 18 yards out, and he was untouched. Great blocking up front by the Cobras.
Yeah, and a big key on that drive is I picked up on it towards the end. They've been running the ball away from Elijah Moore and Percy Duncan's side. And obviously, they found a little some, and they're running away from them, challenging that other side, and they're winning that battle right now.
Well, I mentioned extra point. It'll be a 2-point try here Cobra's trying to take the lead, and another penalty.
Yeah, everyone's moving forward before the ball's getting snapped.
Now you move it back five, and it'll be a little bit longer of a try from the seven. They get five first-half penalties now for the Cobras. 7-6 our score, 24 seconds into the second quarter. That is a 92-yard touchdown drive. And now they're going to have to try for two from the seven. So they've had 3 5-yard penalties here in the last 4 or 5 plays, roughly. Again, it didn't hurt them as they found the end zone with Mellies, an 18-yard scamper. 7-6 our score, but the Cobras a 2-point try away from taking their first lead. Here's Mellies, the sophomore rolling to his right. He's got to get rid of it quickly, and it's intercepted at the goal line, and that'll stop it. It's picked off by Peckham Griffin, and it'll stay 7-6. But a 92-yard touchdown drive by the Cobras, much needed. Riverside holds on to a 7-6 lead at 11:28 to go in this first half. Back after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Cobra's 92-yard touchdown drive took not quite 4 minutes off the clock. Our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire and Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. 92-yard drive, 3 minutes, 56 seconds off the clock. And despite a couple of penalties, Drake Mellies, an 18-yard scamper on first and goal. It's the Cobras on the board. They failed the 2-point try, so they trail Riverside 7-6 early here in the second quarter. But that's a good bounce back, Trenton, there by the Cobras on that long drive to settle in after two early turnovers.
Yeah, and they had that 3rd and 11, I think, after they finally got out of that penalty, and they just relied on the legs of Drake Mellies whenever they needed to play, and they hit Pater, and they're going to kick it out of bounds here.
So flag again, another penalty as the kickoff goes out of bounds. So Riverside's going to have good field position here on their first possession of quarter number two. They get 6 penalties here in the first half. Again, Caleb Wick, the Jackson Heights head coach, said penalties were a big issue last year.
Yeah, and you already have 6. You're getting about a penalty every 2 minutes of game time right now. And you know, it hasn't hurt you too much just yet. You're only down 7-6, but got to clean it up over these next 3 quarters.
And 2 of your first 3 plays from scrimmage were fumbles that resulted in turnovers. Now you have 6 penalties, yet you're only down 7-6. So the ball will be spotted at the 35. That's where Riverside takes over with a 7-6 lead. Here's Beckham Griffin, the quarterback, takes a high snap, throws it here into the flat. It'll be Duncan catching it, trying to make a man miss. He is swarmed up and gobbled up, and down he goes. He is going to lose 3 as that screen pass went nowhere. Just the second pass attempt on this first half. Mike Griffin, he has completed both, but it has only netted the Cyclones 4 yards. Second down and 13 at the 32. Minute bye in this second period. 7-6 Riverside, but second and long here. Again at the 32-yard line after a 92-yard touchdown drive by the Cobras, and now the snap goes over the head, and Moore has to go diving on it all the way back to the 16-yard line. That is a monster loss. They'll officially mark it at the 17, it is a loss of 15 yards.
Yeah, it's been high snaps all night and finally got burnt by it. And you know, Griffin's a tall guy, about 6 foot, 6'1", but it's been constantly high tonight. Couldn't corral that one, and now you're in deep danger.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, since Moore dove on that, does he get credit for the 15-yard loss?
I think it's an inverted snap. I don't think he's going to lose rushing yards. I think it's kind of like aborted snaps.
Just a fumble recovery, essentially. So, but now it's 3rd and 28. They'll give it to Ryder Davis on a reverse. Gets to the 20, up near the 25. They'll get him to the 26 for a gain of 9. So 9 yards there, but you needed a lot more in the Cobra defense. They got a little bit of help there with that high snap, but appears to be getting the ball back here early in this second quarter with Trenton would have believed now to have the momentum on their side.
Yeah, and it all started with the face mask. Well, they turned it over on downs. Riverside did at the Jackson Heights State, and then they face masked the kid on the first play, and it's been all Cobras ever since then. And, you know, they're getting the football back here with probably good field position.
2.5 minutes into this second quarter, another high snap, but Duncan goes up, and he'll kick this straight into the air.
It's going to get to the 49, their own 49, so about a 23-yard punt. Well, let's say the 22, or the 22-yard, they're marking at the 48.
Jackson Heights will have it the Riverside 48. Good field position for them. Now down just one at 7-6. 9:19 to go until halftime. Brandon Tadman, Trenton Kraxner, full house, Crittenden Prophets, Colin Feldkamp with you. A chance for the Cobras to do something here, maybe take their first lead down 7-6. No early second quarter, first and 10 at the Riverside 48. Going from left to right here in the second period. Melly's in the gun, 2x2 set. We'll give it to Holiday, 45-40, first down run and more, down to the 35 for a gain of 13. And now this running attack is really picked up. Melly 7 for 58, Holiday now 6 for 66.
And they average over 230 yards on the ground. I think Riverside is going to call a timeout here to try and recuperate and rehuddle the troops here.
Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 9:15 to go until halftime. 7-6 Riverside. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
9:15 to go until halftime. Riverside with a 7-6 lead here at Jackson Heights. Right now the Cobras have a little momentum after getting a punt back and a quick carry by Holiday that went for about 15 yards. They have first and 10 at the 35 of Riverside. That was after Jackson Heights had two of their first three plays of the game result in turnovers. But now have plenty of momentum here with the ball back.
And like Crittenden said earlier, you know, Jackson Heights hadn't really faced much adversity these first three games. You know, that first three quarters of the first quarter, you know, it was kind of gut check, and the response has been fantastic so far.
Here's Melly, spins away, gets inside the 30. He'll get bumped down at the 28, so another good run. He'll gain 8 yards. It'll bring up second down and two. Boy, he is quick and shifty, and the offensive line has good size with Watkins the left tackle, Rollins the left guard, Doyle's the center. Got J.W. Moore the right tackle as well, but you got 210, 190, 200, 210, 170, just one senior along that offensive line, but they're really putting it together now. Clock moving at 8:40, second quarter. Second down and three after they give Melly's a gain of seven there. Now another whistle and another flag pre-snap.
And by the false start, yeah, it hasn't hurt him yet, but
by the reaction, it appeared to be the left guard, Wyatt Rollins, who picks up the false start. Now seven first half penalties for Jackson Heights. This one results in a loss of five, so it'll bring up second down and eight back to the 34-yard line. This drive started at the Riverside 48 after the Cobras forced a punt. Correction, they move it to the 33. Second down and eight after the penalty. Another 2x2 set. Holiday in the gun, right side of Drake Melly's. Melly's looking left, getting the call. Line sets. Chest high snap. Holiday the give. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's a beautiful tackle by Elijah Moore. He'll get about 3 yards, but third down coming up.
Yeah, and who have they gone to so far on third down? It's been the legs of Drake Melly's. Has been the answer so far, and Riverside hasn't been able to stop it. as of late. You got to believe that he's going to be getting a veer type of run here where he's going to get some blocking by his running backs out in front and get him to the outside and use that quick and shiftiness that he has.
Third down and five at the 30-yard line, 4 minutes into the second quarter, 7-6 Riverside. Cobras, though, on the move. There is Melly. This time they'll give it off to Holiday. He'll get a couple, but he'll be short of the first down. He'll get to the 28, but it's going to bring up fourth down and three. So they went away from Melly's that time and gave it to Holiday. Cyclones were ready for it. Good tackle there by Maddox Mears.
Yeah, and they need the 25, so it's fourth and three right in the middle of the field. Now do you go to Melly's, use his dual threat ability here.
There's a big fourth down try. Fourth and three for the Cobras at the Riverside 28. They trail the Cyclones 7-6, coming up on the halfway point of the second quarter. Melly's in the gun. He'll take the snap. He'll keep it himself. Left side has a first down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. Believe it, baby. It's a touchdown. On fourth and three, you need just three, but he goes for 28 and a score. Another monster run by Melly's. It's 7-10 to go until halftime. 12-7, the Cobras take the lead. 9 carries, now 93 yards for Melly's, and he has scored both of the Cobra touchdowns. They will go for two. Cobras have their first lead of the game. Two touchdown runs by Melly's. He's been sensational. Melly's on a keeper. Finds the block and finds the end zone for two with ease. So the two-point try is good. 7-10 to go until halftime. Cobras 14, Cyclone 7. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. 48-yard touchdown drive, 2:09 off the clock. Drake Melly's again. 28 yards this time. Two-point conversion was good, and the Cobras have their first lead of the game. It's 14-7. At 7:10 to go until halftime, Melly's now 9 carries for 93 yards.
I'm not saying the young man into the ground, but they've had absolutely no answer for Melly's at all tonight.
And fighting the adversity early with two early turnovers, but the Cobras have their first lead. This is a very short kick and just falling on it at the 39-yard line, so Riverside will have good field position here for this drive. So now let's see if the Cyclones can answer. They've been in front the entire game, and they've had opportunities to extend on it. But the Cobras have really bounced back on both sides of the ball and now have a lead for the first time at 14-7. First down and 10 for the Cyclones, going from right to left here. 7:09 to go until halftime, trailing here at Jackson Heights, 14-7. Ball at their own 39-yard line. Man in motion is Duncan here to the flat left. They'll give it to Moore. Pulls over one defender, gets near midfield and near a first down, depending on the spot. It's a gain of about 9 or 10.
Yeah, the near side fist looks like he's going to be about a half yard short. Going to be real close, but
looks like they give it to him right at the 49. Wow. So 10 yards there for Elijah Moore.
I think that's what Riverside needs to get back to, is that physical downhill running. I think they got up 7-0. They got inside the 10 and got turned it over on downs. I think they tried to get too cute and spread them out and all this stuff. I think they got to get down using your two bulldozers downhill.
Well, another guy they need to get involved is Tyzel Harrington, who's touched it once, and he went for 21 yards. Certainly very athletic on the outside, but been quiet since that big run in the first quarter. Now they go to Ryder Davis on a reverse. Gets rid of one tackle, gets rid of another, and turns what could have been nothing into something as he gets into Jackson Heights territory at the 45. That's a gain of 6 yards on the end around. We've seen that play multiple times to Davis. Fourth carry for Davis. He's racked up 21 yards. Gain of 6, second down and 4. Now Jackson Heights territory at the 45.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen Griffin try and pass the ball down the field a little bit more, though. His only passes have been like swing passes out to Duncan in the flat. I'm surprised he's not trying to go downfield and use Harrington, who's, like you said, very athletic and go up and get a football when you need to, but
Griffin's only had 2 pass attempts. He's completed them both, but they've only gone for 4 yards. Now a designed run here, and down he goes. Griffin, 8 up in the backfield, back near midfield. It's going to be a loss of about 4. J.W. Moore in on the stop. Wyatt Rollins in there as well, but maybe a broken play, but it's going to bring up 3rd down and 9.
Yeah, that play was too long developing. If he hands that ball off to Moore up the middle, that's a positive. That's at least back to the line of scrimmage, if not positive. Edge defenders there come too far upfield, but they get the benefit of Griffin holding on to the football for a tackle of loss for 4. Now it's 3rd and long for Riverside.
Officially 3rd and 8.
Yeah, and if they don't lose yards here, I think they're probably going to be 4 down territory. But if they go backwards, I'd probably see them punting the football.
Past the halfway point here in the second quarter, 14-7 Jackson Heights. Movement, and there is going to be a penalty.
That definitely hurts.
It's Aubrey Peary, the right tackle, who went a little bit shy. And Trenton, as you mentioned, you don't want to lose yards here, but you'll still have an opportunity. But that's just the second penalty, but a big one there.
Yeah, and he was swinging out to the right, so maybe a swing pass there, running to the right to their sideline on the far side for us. And, you know, he had a different snap count going there. And, you know, Jackson Heights defense gets the benefit of adding 5 yards.
So 3rd down and 13, back to the Riverside 46. Cobras with the lead. Griffin, a little throw to Harrington on the outside. Makes a man miss. He'll get a yard, and that's it. Cade Holiday makes the stop, but it'll bring up 4th down and 12.
Yeah, I think that they just ran the exact same play they're going to run on 3rd and 8, but, you know, now you'd be facing 4th and 7 without that coming out. I think you got to punt here. Hope your defense can get to halftime, and you get the ball coming out, and you're only down 14-7. Your defense can pitch a stop, and it looks like they're bringing out the punting unit.
Well, that last Cobra scoring drive was 48 yards. Well, the last 2 times, I should say, the Cobras have had the ball have resulted in touchdowns. They had a 92-yard drive, and then the last one, 48 yards. But Duncan looks to be punting it away on 4th down and 12. Gets a good snap, helmet high, and this is a very booming-style kick from right to left. And it's out of bounds, depending on the spot. We'll see where it is, inside the 20 to the 17, and that's where Jackson Heights will take over.
And much better than that last punt. Their last session only went for about 20 yards. That one's closer to 30 to 35. And, you know, you're going to make Jackson Heights go down the length of the field. But like I said, they played with high energy those first 10 minutes of the quarter. And the question was, could they maintain it the rest of the way? Looks like they're going to be calling their second timeout here. Riverside is.
So Riverside's going to burn a timeout. We will as well. 4:43 until halftime. Jackson Heights 14, Riverside 7. And we're back after this on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Cobras get the ball back after a Riverside punt. 4:43 to go until halftime. 14-7, the Jackson Heights lead. Brandon Tadman, Crendon Prophet, Trenton Craxner, Colin Fellkamp, everyone involved. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight, week 4 of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Last 2 offensive drives for the Cobras have resulted in touchdowns. See if they can keep that momentum rolling. They now have 169 yards rushing here in the first half, and they're averaging over 9 yards a carry. Got the momentum. Melly's 1st and 10 at the 17. Play action. He's going to throw it. It's tipped into the air. It's a live ball, and it's going to be incomplete. It was intended for Joshua Smith, but fortunate that no one from Riverside was too close to that. And after all that, it'll just be an incomplete pass. And it's 2nd down and 10.
Yeah, that was straight one-on-one coverage here on the near sideline.
Well, and again, it's not been the passing game by any means. It's just five passing attempts by Mellies in this first half. He has only completed one, and it netted 0 yards. And all the action's been on the ground, and that's certainly been the case coming in, as they were averaging 232 yards on the ground coming in through the first three, and they're well on pace for that number here again. Second down and 10 at the 17, and it's Mellies on a keeper, gets to the outside, 20, 25, first down running more down the sideline, and he's tripped up all the way out near the 40. They'll mark him out at the 38 for a gain of 21 yards. Boy, he is sensational when he gets to the outside.
Yeah, and they're running that jet motion, then that motion man just throwing a block for him. They're throwing the house to protect Melly's running. So he's got all his blockers pretty much in front of him. He's smart. He has good field vision to navigate and make a move if he needs to. And ever since the end of that first quarter, Jackson Knight's offense has been unbelievably good.
How about 10 carries for 114 yards here in the first half for Melly's? Now Holiday gets to the 45, midfield 50, 45, and all the way to the 40. A gain of 22 and a first down. This time it's Holiday with the big run. This is the Jackson Heights Cobras that we have seen through the first 3 weeks, and it took them a while to get going, but now Riverside back on their heels as it's chunk play after chunk play for the Cobras. Just like that to the 41-yard line, first down and 10 in Riverside territory. This drive started at the Cobras 17. 14-7, the Cobras lead, looking for more here late first half. 2x2 set, Holiday in the gun, play action. They're going to take a shot towards the near side, looking for Smith, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, Mellies took a big hit from Elijah Moore. Nothing dirty, but it was a big shot, and got hit pretty good in the midsection there.
Good coverage there by the junior DB. That was Landon Connard running there with Smith. Still a decent throw for Mellies despite getting hit. He's now just 1-6 for 0 yards. And it's second down and 10 at the 41 after the incompletion. 3:51 to go until halftime. Cobras 14, Cyclone 7. Second and 10 for Jackson Heights. The Riverside 41, far side hash, moving left to right. A tight two wide receiver set. Mellies near side run. Gets away from one and upended at the 40. Just a yard. Good play there in pursuit by the D-line. Maddox Mears, Brody Huff in on the stop. Just one there for, again, Mellies, who's been running wild in the first half. It'll bring up third down and 9 at the 40. 115 yards for Mellies here in the first half, and Holiday has chipped in with 93 on just 9 carries. But a big third down play here. Can the Cyclones get a stop? Third and 9 at the Riverside 40. 2x2 set. Holiday, sidecar right. Mellies in the gun. Mellies looking back to his sideline, near side, getting the call from head coach Caleb Wick. Gets the snap. Give to Holiday, left side, bursting through the hole. Has a first down and more, and it's a big first down run. He'll get inside the 25 to the 24. It's a gain of 16 on third and 9, and another big chunk play for a first down.
And it's nothing special. You know what's coming if you're the Riverside defense. It's just a matter of can you stop. And like I said, ever since the end of the first quarter, they've had no answers whatsoever. It's just been all domination in the trenches from that front five for Jackson Heights.
First down and 10 at the Riverside 24. Under 2:45 to go until halftime, clock moving. A bunch 2x2 set. Mellies, a knee-high snap, keeps it himself, makes one man miss. Gobbled up immediately. Let's check the mark near the 20, maybe the 19. They'll give it to him at the 19. So a good first down run, 5 yards for Mellies. About 4.5 or 5 yards there. It'll bring up second down. We'll call it a long 5. The ball settled, far side hash, between the 20 and the 19, so in the red zone. We'll call it second down and a short 6. Two wide receivers. Near side right, two tucked up left. Man in motion is Shulian. They'll give it to him on an end around. He's got good blocking, trying to get to the numbers. Instead, cuts it up, and down he goes. Kewin's in on the stop. Nice play, not much.
Yeah, but he got about half of what you needed, though, so.
So It'll get him to the 17, so it's a gain of 2 there for Chulion on the end around. And it's 3rd down and 3, just shy of the 15.
I need just inside the 15. It's like a short 3 here. I think Holiday or Melly's following Holiday is going to be the play here. Well, they're going to go spread to open up the coming out of the huddle.
Under 90 seconds to go. Clock moving until halftime. Cobra's trying to extend on a 14-7 lead. They got it 3rd and 3. They fake the Holiday. Melly's gets away from one, gets to the 15, and it looks like he has just enough for the first down at about the 13. So he needed 3, and he gets about 4.
Yeah, they pulled the left tackle there, Max Watkins, and he threw a pretty good block. I gave him just enough. And we're looking at it, but, yeah, I think he got a yard more than he needed to.
Clock stopped at 1:13 to go, and don't forget to hang with us for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll get you some scores from around the area, take you through how this game has gone so far, and get you some first half numbers as well. Cobra's trying to extend on a 14-7 lead, 1:13 to go. They have it 1st and 10 inside the 15. Holiday the give, and he's wrapped up immediately and dropped.
That's Mattis
nicely
Mears.
Done. Yeah, Mears makes a nice play. This is a young Riverside roster that's going to bring a lot back when they make the jump from the Big 7 to the NEKL next season.
Yeah, outside of Ryder Davis and Percy Duncan, you're not losing a whole lot. It's just a matter of can you replace them and the experience show and they can continue to develop into a solid squad.
Well, we're now under 45 seconds to go here. Clock still moving. 2nd and 9 just outside the 15. Bunched upset. Melly's going to keep it himself. Tries to make a man miss. He's hit by Mears again and dropped it to 10. And there's a timeout for Jackson Heights. So just 2 on that play.
And each team has 1 timeout left now. And, you know, if you get down to a 4th and long situation, do you have a kicker that you're comfortable with maybe trying a field goal here? If it's 4th and 12 or something here, if you lose a couple on this play?
Well, we've seen on both of the touchdown drives. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. 31.7 seconds remaining. Jackson Heights facing 3rd down and 7 at the Riverside 10-yard line. Again, a 14-7 lead for the Cobras. They got down early in this game. But really, as Trenton mentioned again, really since the end of that first quarter, it has been all Cobras. And the running game is there. It's both Melly's and Holiday both over 100 yards here in the first half. But if somehow if Riverside can get a stop, they will get the ball to start the second half. And despite how things have looked here in the second quarter, Riverside can get a stop in any way and only be down 7 at the half. You're going to take that as a monster win.
Yeah, and a lot of people always talk about tale of two halves. This has been a tale of two quarters. It was all Riverside open up the game, and it's been Jackson Heights ever since the last 30 seconds of the first quarter into what's now the last 30 seconds of the second quarter. And, you know, if Riverside can get a stop here, that's a big momentum boost going into half.
31.7 seconds remain. Out of the timeout, Cobras facing 3rd down and 7 at the Riverside 10. Ball near side hash. They move left to right. Melly's in the gun. Holiday to his right. 2 by 2. 2 wide receivers left, 2 right. They have converted on multiple big 3rd downs here on this drive that started all the way back at their own 17. Melly's play action, looking in the middle of the field. Now he has to dance, trying to skirt to the outside, makes a man miss, gets to the 5, gets to the pylon, dancing his way into the end zone, and Melly's again doing it by himself, and another touchdown from 10 yards out.
That was an impressive individual effort. He had Braden McQueen on a slant over the middle, but the pressure forced him to roll out and made a couple guys miss. And like I said, whenever they've needed a play on 3rd down, they've relied on the legs of Drake Mellies. And like I said, no answer to stop him right now on the ground.
Up to 136 rushing yards here in the first half. He has scored all 3 of the Cobra touchdowns.
Yeah, I know he was the player of the week here at MSC last week, but you could make a case that he should be player of the week every week.
Yeah, he has put up some numbers. Let's see if the Cobras can get the 2. A little throw into the flats, and it's caught by Smith right at the goal line, and he's in. The 2-point try is good with 22 seconds remaining in the half, and the Cobras starting to expand. 22-7, their lead over Riverside. We'll take a timeout, come back right after this here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Ewan's on a near side return after the Doyle kickoff for Jackson Heights, which has 15 seconds remaining. Riverside will have it, but doubt they really try to do a whole lot here from their own 38-yard line.
I think you take a couple different shots. I mean, like I said, Griffin's thrown, what, two or three passes, averaging about 14 a game. I think he has an arm. You have playmakers and Tyzel Harrington. Ryder Davis looks good on the fly sweeps. If you can go give him a chance, you have one timeout, take a couple shots maybe, but you know, you got four guys standing beyond midfield and about 20 yards deep right now for the Cobras.
Well, yeah, you see kind of the prevent-style defense. A lot of playmakers on the back end just trying to keep everything in front. Just 14 and a half seconds remaining. Here's Griffin in the gun. Takes a chest-high snap. The give is to Moore. 40, 45, and he is swung down at the 46.
Yeah, they're going to take a break. Yep, that's going to be quarter. So
that'll take us to halftime. So a 9-yard carry there. We'll end the half. But what a second quarter for Jackson Heights. They outscore Riverside 22-0 in the second 12, and the Cobras have a 22-7 lead here at home at the half on homecoming night. And our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We'll have some scores from around the area. We'll break down the first half, give you some stats as well. Again, 22-7, all Jackson Heights, and we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Hannah Vegan, the frontline manager at the Farmers State Bank. We have a new product that we're excited to share with everyone. We've partnered with Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, to bring you a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money with your friends, family, and people that you trust. Zelle is a safer option than other person-to-person payment solutions because it goes through the banking system. Zelle, another thing to like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, back here at KNZA, Brendan Prophet with the Cobra Channel. If you've been watching, or been trying to watch, there's been a few technical difficulties there, but Crendon's working super hard, getting you back up and running there. It's halftime here. Jackson Heights dominating that second quarter over Riverside. After the first three drives for Jackson Heights ended in two fumbles and a punt, they were outscored 7-0 by Riverside in that first quarter. But all Jackson Heights, they scored three touchdowns on three consecutive drives from the end of the first quarter that carried it till halftime. Cobras right now leading 22-7 here over Riverside out of the Big 7. Brandon again, Trenton, Crendon, Colin, our studio producer, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Trenton, I'll start with you, and we'll go through some of these numbers, but early on, it did not look great for Jackson Heights. Riverside had the momentum, forced a couple early turnovers, and just Jackson Heights looked all sorts out of sync, but good teams know how to respond, and boy, Cobras responded in a big way, dominant in that second period.
Yeah, and like Crendon said, first three games, Jackson Heights had no adversity whatsoever. So, you know, you get pretty much dominated for a quarter, but then there's a spark. You know, I don't know who it came from. Maybe it was Melly's. J.W. Moore seems like a leader out there on the field, but all of a sudden you flip the switch, and, you know, you dominate the second quarter, and you're up two scores, and, I mean, it's just a night and day difference. But, yeah, Riverside came out hot. And, you know, the defense was flying around, but then you look around and they've given up 253 yards on defense. And, I mean, it's just been thorough domination from Jackson Heights. And this is probably what Crennan's been seeing the first 3 weeks against Mar Hill and Horton and Pleasant Ridge that Jackson Heights faced. It's probably what you've been seeing every week.
Yeah, Crendon again. Yeah, like you were having to deal with some of the channel issues, yeah. But you got back with us. You've been kind of off and on here. But, again, I think that's just such a huge thing. First 3 weeks. Jackson Heights had just been dominant, really hadn't had to go through a lot of adversity. Riverside, you could argue, might be the best team they've played up until this point. And,
I'd agree.
As far as competition-wise, but you play who's on your schedule, and they have dominated the first three, and that second quarter has basically been what they've been doing all year so far.
You know, talking about a second quarter, this is that was probably the best second quarter I have seen them play. The last three games that they have played this year, the second quarter has been where this team gets a little slow. They just take that lead into the half from that first quarter. They come out striking, they come out dominant, and then they continue that in the half. That second quarter has been pretty weak for them. That's actually a weak point of the Cobra team, is that second quarter. You know, that starts to slow down for the team. I mean, they're getting up by 20 points by the time, you know, that second quarter rolls around because they're being so dominant. But it's nice to see this Cobra team not only bounce back in a heavy way, especially from that leader being Drake Mellies, who fumbled back-to-back and now having three straight consecutive touchdowns. We just mentioned I had some technical difficulties. Who's having difficulties tonight is this Riverside defense trying to figure out how they're going to stop this Jackson Heights offense coming out in the second half. Of course, Riverside will be starting with the ball instead of Jackson Heights.
Yeah, the numbers are a little lopsided for sure. We'll go through the stats here after a timeout. We'll take another one. Again, Jackson Heights leading 22-7. It's homecoming here for the Cobras, so they're doing that here at the half. Our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll go through some scores from around the area as well. Just getting started here at the half. 22-7 Jackson Heights, and we're back after this.
Yeah.
Chiefs fans, are you tired of sitting on the couch instead of in the stadium? Well, here's your chance to win two free tickets and a parking pass to the Sunday, October 22nd game against the Chargers. All you have to do is come to a Rainbow Office location near you. We will be drawing September 29th. You can see the full details at www.rainbowhealth.net/sweepstakes.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Scores in Kansas, but district championship next week.
Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Full house tonight and good crowd here at Jackson Heights. Cobras, the dominant second period, leading the Riverside Cyclones 22-7. As we'll go through some of the first half numbers, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison. For NEK Tax Services and Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, the numbers very lopsided, and a lot of it's in the second quarter. Jackson Heights, 28 rushes as a team for 253 yards. They're averaging 9 yards per carry. They only completed 1 of 6 passes for 0 yards. So, again, all that offense on the ground. Riverside as a team, 17 carries for 82 yards, averaging just under 5 yards per carry. They have completed no passes, or I should say they have completed their 3 pass attempts, but they have only gone for a total of 5 yards. So, again, when you look at the total first half numbers, 253-87, all of it on the ground for both of these teams. But, again, Jackson Heights, a good chunk of that really in the second quarter. Drake Mellies has all 3 Cobra touchdowns. He has 136 yards here at the half. Cade Holiday as well, over 100 yards. He is at 110, also a couple carries for Weston Shulion for 7 yards. Mellies just 1 of 6 passing for 0 yards, but again, it's been the Mellies and Holiday show here in the first half. For Riverside, it is Elijah Moore leading the way, 5 carries for 23 yards. Percy Duncan has 3 carries for 18 yards. Ryder Davis, 4 for 21. And Tyzel Harrington had 1 carry on a reverse that went for 21 yards, and then Beckham Griffin, 3 for 3 passing, but just 5 yards. Riverside had 2 penalties in the first half and 7 penalties in the first half for Jackson Heights. Let's take another timeout. Cobras leading 22-7. We're back right after this.
First of all, we have a website, HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Needs a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, highlandcc.edu. For more information, full house, full crew, Brandon, Trenton, Crendon, Colin, all with you. Of course, here on the Cobra Channel as well at mscsports.net and here on KNZA 103.9. Let's go through some of our area scores that we at least know to this point. Our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Go to HolthausAutoHouse.com. Well, a final score already. How about Frankfurt? Our game on KMZA 92-1. They end their game at the half against Donovan West. That is a 56-6 final, so we'll join up on KMZA 92-1 here in just a little bit. We'll let you know when we make that jump as well. Of course, our score here, Jackson Heights 22, Riverside 7 at the half. How about Clay Center, 61-6. They lead Hiawatha at the half. Clay Center, a top five team in 3A, and they were a game away from the state championship a year ago. They played Powerhouse Andale. Right now, the Tigers all over the Redhawks, 61-6 at the half. Holton leads Perry LeCompton 32-6 at the half. Sabetha has a 21-0 lead at the half over Minneapolis. And again, that is a lengthy road trip for Sabetha. But nonetheless, you got Sabetha, who's a top five team right now, or a top two team. Well, we've had some good action here through the first few weeks, and we got some real good teams in our area. No doubt about that. We'll take one final three-minute timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the second half. It's the Cobras 22 and the Cyclone 7. Back after 3 minutes here on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Our halftime coverage, it's been brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Just about 90 seconds away from the start of the second half between Jackson Heights and Riverside. A game last year that Riverside won 28-12, and they got off to a good start in the first quarter, had the first touchdown, led Cobras 7-0, and even forced a couple of early turnovers, but That second quarter, the script was flipped, and it was all Cobras. 22-0, they score three touchdowns on three consecutive drives, and all the momentum, 22-7. Trenton, I'll start with you again. Riverside, they'll get the ball to start the second half. Do you see this as a must-score drive, or what does Riverside need to do here with their first possession?
Yeah, to me it's must-score because you're down two scores, and the last three times Jackson Heights has touched the football, they've hit pay dirt. This is must-score because you got to follow it up with a defensive stop, and the way Jackson Heights' offense was rolling in that second quarter, must-score if you want to stay in this game and make it close.
And Crendon, real quick, Drake Mellies came in, averaging 140 rushing yards per game. He's at 136 through two quarters. He has certainly been a sensational watch, already an athlete of the week, and he picked up right where he's left off.
And you know what? That's Drake Mellies right there. He's going to continue to pick off where he leaves off, and I wouldn't be surprised in the second half he continues to dominate and show why he's the number one quarterback of this team and why he will be for years to come.
Well, the Northeast Kansas League has some good teams in it here early, and Jackson Heights being one. Here's a short kick. Ewens ripped out of bounds at the 40, and that's where the Cyclones will take over. First possession of the third quarter. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 40. As Trenton mentioned, believing this is a pretty much a must-score with the way the Cobras have been moving the football since the start of the second quarter. They have not been able, Riverside hasn't been able to stop Jackson Heights, and only a two-score game, but Cobras have all the momentum right now, and they got to put something together here. Riverside's three possessions in the second quarter was a punt, and then the end of the half. They just were not able to do much in that second period. Here's Beckham Griffin, high snap. They've dealt with that all game. It's Elijah Moore, and he is hit and dropped down after a gain of just 1 yard to the 41. It'll bring up second down and 9. Six carries now, 24 yards for Elijah Moore. It's second down and 9 at the 41. That was a nice hit and a good defensive play by Tegan Bohe. 5'9 sophomore with now 9 solo tackles. 30 seconds into the third quarter, 22-7 Jackson Heights. Second down and 9 for Riverside at their own 41-yard line. Play action, Griffin to the outside. This one is caught by Hewens, makes a man miss, making another, and then he's down at the 44. So he dances around and kind of stepped back. He could have maybe got to the 45, but they'll mark him down.
They might have gave him the 45.
Well, it looks like they might have given him that forward progress. So it is a 4-yard pitch and catch as Hewens gets this one.
That was a really good hustle by Weston Chulianz, who was able to, he was like a top safety position, was able to come down, crack down, grab that hit, or that tackle, and eliminate it only to a 3-yard carry there.
So it'll be third down and 5 at the 45. Just over a minute gone by third quarter. Jackson Heights leading 22-7. Here's a high snap. Ryder Davis trying to get to the near side, and he's tripped up, and down he goes. Not much as Joshua Smith made the play for a loss of a yard and a half, and it's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, and similar to what Hewens did, I mean, that was on a fly sweep. You can only run so far sideways before you need to cut up. And, you know, you can outrun people sideways if you're 2 yards behind the line, original line of scrimmage, and they can rally the football, and Smith made a sweet play there. But you know, you got to go upfield at some point. And those last two plays, Riverside failed to do that. That's a quick three and out.
Well, he said it was a must score here, and
now it's a must stop, or you're in danger of getting routed.
Drake Mellies has scored 2 punter touchdown returns this year so far.
And it looks like Duncan's going to fake it, and it's going to be incomplete. They had a receiver wide open.
They had 3 guys wide open. Tyzo Harrington was wide open in the middle of the field, and he's jumping up and down like, hey, Noel was in your face. How did you not see me? It was a perfect play call. They had 3 dudes wide open.
They had Darian Hernandez. That's who the intended receiver was, and he was open in the flat, but Duncan just short-armed it.
Yeah, I was going to say alligator-armed it, but I mean, you even had Tyzo Harrington wide open in the middle of the field, and you had a Ryder Davis out there that could have thrown a block on Mellies, and you know he could be looking at 22-13, but it's just kind of in the night after the first quarter for Riverside.
Well, they try to get a little tricky with it. It doesn't work. Now the Cobras with a 2-score lead get the ball at the 43 of Riverside, and they go right to Holiday. Gets inside the 40, left side run, down at the 38 for a gain of 5. Patient following his blockers there, and he's up now over 110 yards.
I will say, though, I got to give credit to Maddox Mears on the defensive line because it seems like he's in on almost every single stop that they get. I mean, he's played a great game for a team that's given up a bunch of yards. It seems like he's around every tackle on that defense. So shout out to Maddox Mears.
Just the sophomore Mears. We have certainly called his name a few times, no doubt. Second down and 5 for the Cobras. Riverside 38. Their first drive here in the third quarter. Not quite 3 minutes in. Melly's design run. Left side gets a couple good blocks. They'll have a first down and rip down at the 31 for a gain of 7. Needed 5 and a first down run. Make it 143 yards now unofficially for Drake Melly's. He has scored all 3 of the Cobra touchdowns, and he's now got 9 rushing touchdowns. By far and away leads the squad, and we're 3.5 games into the season. Well on pace for 20-plus touchdowns in a season, but a long way to go, but he has been sensational. First and 10 at the Cyclone 31. 8:40 clock moving, third quarter. 22-7, the Jackson Heights lead. They go back to Holiday. Flag is thrown. He'll get nothing on that one. Ryder Davison on the stop, and as Trenton mentioned earlier, also close by Maddox Mears, but we'll check the penalty in which...
It looks like holding. The umpire threw and signaled holding, so despite, you know, you get a stop, but they're going to back him up even farther, and, you know, can you make another stop like that for just a yard or two gain?
Now, 8 penalties in the game for Jackson Heights that has racked up 50 yards. Hasn't really quite hurt them yet. They had a couple of penalties in the red zone on that second touchdown drive, but ultimately got a touchdown run by Drake Mellies, or I should have said the first touchdown drive. 18-yard run on first and goal. But now first and 20 after the hold. Back to the 41-yard line. Near side hash. Cobras going from right to left here in quarter number 3. And in motion, that's Holiday. Sweeps in front. They fake it to Mellies. And Melly's trying to get to the outside. He'll get something out of nothing, and he's ripped down to the 35, so he'll get 6. Not quite all the holding yardage back, but a good chunk there. It'll bring up second down and 14. Coach Wick not afraid to just continue to run Melly's and Holiday.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, each over 100 yards on the ground, and you know, they're throwing in Schultzens, and does McQueen have a carry? I feel like he took a jet sweep earlier. I mean, throwing some guys a jet sweep every here and there.
I think McQueen got a touch, but I think that was also on a penalty.
Yeah, it might have been, but, I mean, they're running that jet sweep to those guys, getting them a touch every once in a while.
Holiday ripped up and brought down. Not much. Gain of maybe 2. Looked like Josh King had on the stop for the Cyclones, and big stop there. It's going to bring up third down and 12.
And it's 4 down territory, obviously, but can you keep them at third and long? Because we've seen third and long, and Melly's just takes off the outside and either breaks it for a touchdown or he picks up way more than he needs for a first down. So this gut check for the Cyclone defense.
So it'll bring up third down and 12 at the Cyclones 33. 22-7, the Jackson Heights lead, their first possession of the second half. The Cyclone defense get a stop. Here's the snap. Play action. Melly's looking across the middle. It's caught for a first down inside the 20. And there's McQueen, as we just mentioned. They get him to the 20. They need 12. It's a pitch and catch of 13 yards.
Yeah, and McQueen was open on a slant route just like that on that play that Melly's ran in for a touchdown, the final play of the half. But the protection was better this time, and Melly's fired a dart. And the kid that came over from Wetmore, I don't know all the exact kids, but I know he's one of the kids that came over from Wetmore, making an impact.
That's just the second completed pass for Melly's in this game. The first one netted 0 yards, so that one goes for 13 on third and long. And now in the red zone, it is first down and 10 at the 19. A rare under-center snap here for Melly's. Oh, and he's hit immediately by Duncan on the snap, and he'll lose a yard. What a read there by Percy Duncan. It's a loss of 1. It'll bring up second down and 11. That almost had a feel of ex-NFL Hall of Famer Troy Polamalu just jumping through the line and just timing it perfectly. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure if we've seen another play where Melly's has actually gone under center.
No, I think that was the first one of the night, like you called. you know, Riverside's been pretty good on first down and second down, but as I say, the money downs is where they've fallen short defensively.
So here's another under center. So they go back-to-back here on second and 11 at the 20. And he'll drop back to pass, a little pop pass, and it is caught inside the 10. And it'll be first and goal.
That was Cornelison.
That was Michael Cornelison on the catch.
Through contact and traffic, too. That was a pretty impressive grab to hold on.
So that's another gain of 13 yards. It'll be first and goal at the 7. Cornelison's first catch of the night. And just his second catch of the season.
I know there's not many receptions for this Cobra team right now, but they're catching us a lot stronger than it has been their past few games. They've been able to catch through contact, and that's a big bonus.
Well, the Cobras knocking on the door once again, trying to go for a touchdown on four consecutive drives. If they can get in, why not? Give it to Mellies over the left guard. Spun down at the 5, maybe the 4, so just a couple there. They'll give him 3 to the 4. It'll bring up second down and goal. 22-7, the Jackson Heights lead. 5 minutes to go, clock moving, third quarter. Let's see if the Cobras can punch it in for a fourth consecutive drive dating back to the end of the first quarter. Second and goal at the 4. Melly's in the gun, 2-by-2 set, movement up front.
Davis jumped offside.
There's the hanky, and it will be an offside.
Trying to come off the edge, yeah. And, you know,
half the distance to the goal, second and goal from the 2.
And that defense has got to be tired. I mean, you got a lot of kids playing both sides of the ball, but there's been a very lengthy drive for Jackson Heights, even though they've only gone about 40 yards because they started in Riverside territory.
This drive has just gone over 5 minutes. That started at the Riverside 43.
I mean, you're talking almost half the quarter to go about 40 yards, just methodical.
After Riverside went 3 and out and then tried a fake punt that was unsuccessful on their opening drive. Second and goal at the 2. Mellies gets Cornelison in motion from left to right. Quarterback keeper, Mellies again, pushing the pile, pushing towards the end zone. And for a fourth time tonight, it's Drake Mellies, this time on a 2-yard run. Jackson Heights now 28-7 at 4:36 to go in the third. Well, going back to the end of the first quarter, the last four drives for Jackson Heights have found pay dirt, and Mellies has scored every single time.
Last week, Mellies had 4 rushing touchdowns. This week, he looks to have now the same.
Now he now has 10 on the year. Well, and the numbers are staggering for the sophomore. Mellies rolling to his right. They're going for 2. Throws it in. Caught. Cornelison catching the 2-point conversion. And now it's 30-7, all Jackson Heights at 4:36 to go in the third. We'll step aside. Back in a moment right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KMZA.
We welcome our listeners from KMZA 92.1 that listen to Jared Sleppy's call of Frankfurt's 56-6 Mercy Rule win over at Donovan West. So we welcome our listeners there. So we're simulcasting on Kansaland Radio. Right now it's all Jackson Heights. They have scored 4 consecutive times. Dating back to the end of the first quarter, they have a 30-7 lead on homecoming night in the all-black uniforms against Riverside, and it's the Drake Mellies show again, 153 yards and all 4 touchdowns for the Cobras. Full house with you, Trenton Craxner, Crendon Prophet, Colin Fellkamp, I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for hanging with us. Right to left kick, a boot by Doyle, bounces at the 20, picked up by Tyzel Harrington at the 18. Trying to go all the way to the far side of the field. He'll run 30 yards roughly to gain about 1 on that return to the 21, maybe the 22, but that's where Riverside will take over. Well, the first quarter, Riverside had a 7-0 lead, 2 of the first three offensive plays for the Cobras were fumbles. And two turnovers and a punt on their first three drives of the game. But since then, four drives, four touchdowns. Cobras, they have been dominant. And now, Cyclones have a lot of work to do. 4:29 to go in this third quarter, trailing here at Jackson Heights, 30-7. Here is Beckham Griffin in the shotgun set. Elijah Moore, the running back. Quick hitter left side. A little screen to Ryder Davis. Makes one miss. The flag is thrown from the near side.
Yeah, Harrington and McQueen were getting into it.
The gain of maybe a yard or two on that screen, but let's check the penalties. As Trenton mentioned, it was on the near side.
Yeah, completely away from the ball. It was Harrington and McQueen going at it. And looked like they were going to get Harrington the way the official pointed to Riverside. Side.
Let's check the call. Riverside has only got three penalties in the game. I was looking down. Did they say holding there?
Yeah, they called holding.
Okay.
And why are you holding 40 yards away from the play on the opposite side of the field?
What was a little screen play to Ryder Davis for about 2 yards?
That's just frustration more than anything, I think. You know, last quarter and a half, you're getting beat 30-0. I think the frustration starts to boil over.
Now it's 1st and 20, back to the 11.
You know, Coach Wick made actually a really good point on the coaches show that his team needs to stay very well disciplined and to not let anything get to them. Do not, you know, let them talk up.
Let's see if Riverside can get something going. Near side, oh, tipped in the air. Mellies was trying to pick it off. That would have been a pick six. They were looking for Duncan in the flat. McQueen also there in coverage. Riverside fortunate there that wasn't six. Bring up 2nd down and 20 at the 11. That's the first incompletion, actually, for Ryder Davis. Now 4 for 5, but his four completions have only tallied 9 yards in the game.
Now, I think that was probably the farthest pass they've thrown, about 7 yards downfield or so, if that. I mean, everything's been to the sideline on a screen pass or short. You know, I'm surprised they haven't tried to attack down the field more. Like I said, they got playmakers in Harrington and Davis. You feel like you can go out and make a play, but haven't had anything going downfield at all.
2nd down and 20 at the 11-yard line. Just under 4:20 to go in this third quarter. Another high snap. They give it to Elijah Moore. Has a good run up to about the 19, maybe the 18 for 7, but it's still going to be 3rd and long. Leading rusher in this game for the Cyclones. 7 carries, 31 yards now for the sophomore, Elijah Moore. And we'll get it to him at the 18. It's a gain of 7, but it's going to bring up 3rd down and 13. Cyclones have not been good on 3rd down here tonight. Trips right. Lone receiver left.
And then they got Moore in the backfield, so 5 potential receivers here, but he's going to pass pro.
Griffin, flat, Davis, incomplete. Well, you need 13 yards for the first down, and they throw a ball here to the near side flat that would have maybe gotten 3 yards at best.
Yeah, and Harrington was running a vertical, and it would have been him and Mellies on a jump ball. And Mellies is a great athlete, but
Mellies got 3 interceptions on the year.
Yeah, and Harrington's got a little bit of a height advantage on him. If you throw up a 50-50 ball there, trying to attack downfield one-on-one, you know, maybe he breaks a tackle and scores, but I don't know. I mean, Griffin's throwing about 14 passes per game, and I have to just wonder, is it 14 passes, 2 to 3 yards, beyond the line of scrimmage or screen passes?
Well, this time they punt it, and it'll be down by Harrington.
Now they're going to put it up to 47.
Yep, Jackson Heights, 1st and 10 at their own 47-yard line. At 3:33 to go here in the third quarter, it's all Cobras with a 30-7 lead, looking to go to 4-0 on the year. And still a little bit of time, though, in this game. We've seen some crazier things happen, but just kind of glancing. Last we had checked, we had seen Centralia leading Troy 16-6. And if Centralia wins, we could have a battle of 4-0s next week with a huge district contest with Jackson Heights on the road at Centralia. Game that we plan on having for you on KMZA 92.1. Jackson Heights, their own 47. 3:33 to go. Here is Cade Holiday, near side, 50, 45, tripped up down to the 40.
I like how he sends that hand out to keep him upright just for a few extra 3 to 4 yards, which helps these Jackson Cobras get up to that 40-yard line. of Riverside.
Boy, the duo tonight of Holiday and Mellies, they have combined for 283 yards. And we are still just late in the third. You would have to think, if the Cobras maybe put down another touchdown drive, how late will these starters play into the fourth quarter if they have roughly a four-touchdown lead or so?
And just saw Centralia's up 36-6 now in the fourth, so I'm calling it district championship games next week.
Well, Centralia, number two in K-Prep's 1A rankings. Jefferson County North was number three. And now if Cobras can do it here, Julian's on a reverse. Gets to the 35, down to the 34 for a gain of six. Just the third carry for Julian's. I think all three have been on end-around plays, but he gets six there. Second and four from the 34 of Riverside. 2:40 clock moving third quarter, 30-7, the Jackson Heights lead.
Yeah, and it's real important to get over 21 or more points in a spread like in district game. If it comes down to point differential, you can only get up to 21, but, you know, that long methodical drive on their first drive of this half was important, especially that two-point conversion. You can put the game away here and not have to worry about that 21-point spread.
Here's Mellies. After a fake on an end-around, good tackle there. Maddox Mears again. We've called his name multiple times. Couple there. Needing four. Melly's got three, so it'll bring up third down and one, just shy of the Riverside 30. Now, we don't have the specific third down conversion numbers. They were 5 of 10 last week with a good clip, but I feel like Jackson Heights, they have been very good on third down, and they have converted some big ones, especially in that big second quarter.
Actually, it's really been a change of the story since last week. Their first two games before that, they really struggled. They had a 33% completion before that.
They gained it, and I think they're building on it here with this one this week. Looked like some movement up front, and could be another penalty here against the Cobras. Another pre-snap, five-yard penalty. We'll see. Yep, false start. So third and one to third and six. Well, if Coach Wick wants to complain about something to this point, that's now nine penalties by his squad here in this ball game. It'll bring up third down and six back at the 36. 92 seconds remaining in this third, a 30-7 lead for Jackson Heights. Thanks to all of our sponsors and listeners here on both 92.1 and 103.9. Stick around once our game is over. As good as it gets for coverage post-game in the state, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show recaps all of the matchups here in week number four. Jake and Boz, just a different animal with that show post-game, and now another
delay of game.
Pre-snap penalty, delay of game, make it now 10 penalties in the game for Jackson Heights, and head coach Caleb Wick, hands on his sides, just what are we doing?
And that's when the same thing happened when they had first and goal from the 8. Earlier in the game, they did that, and then Mellies ran for an 18-yard touchdown. I mean, that was first and goal from the 18. Now, facing third and 11, so
back-to-back five-yard penalties. It goes from third and one at the 31 to third and 11 at the 41. 1:32 remaining in the third. All Cobras, 30-7 their lead. They're facing a third and long, assuming four-down territory. Mellies taking the snap, rolling to his right, stopping, pressured, and he's going to try to get it away quickly, and it was nearly intercepted, but I think it was out of bounds.
Yeah, was he out of bounds? Because it was intercepted, but I think he was out of bounds. Connor had caught out of bounds, but did they say Mellies was out of bounds before he threw it?
Well, I didn't see a call from the official. He was about to be sacked, and we saw it in the first half where Duncan wrapped him up, and then he got a intentional grounding, and he kind of tried to do the same thing, but I think they're just going to call it an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up fourth down, and that stops the streak of four consecutive touchdown drives. But hold on, as the Cobras are lined up to punt, but the officials are still talking on the far sideline.
Interception.
And they're going to call it an interception. So the catch, you said that was
Conrad.
Landon Conard over there, the junior Conard DB. So they will say it's an interception.
I know Crennan said earlier that some bad interceptions for Mellies. That was his sixth on the year. But, you know, another situation similar to the intentional ground in the first quarter. You just got to take the sack there.
Again, Mellies just a sophomore. So those are things that you expect him to learn as he continues to progress. But as Crennan again mentioned, that the turnovers have been kind of an issue here. Now six interceptions thrown, and he also had the two fumbles in the first quarter. But if you look at the scoreboard, you wouldn't think it that way, as it's 30-7. But a shot alive for the Cyclones. Can they put a drive together? Their last five have been four punts and a turnover on downs. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 41. Moving left to right late third period, trailing by 23. Now they're going to take a shot, looking for Duncan, incomplete. Well, I am happy to see that the Cyclones finally kind of take a shot. They tried to get Duncan out in space. He was covered pretty well by Braden McQueen, and it'll bring up second down and 10.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much film the Cyclones watched from last week, Jacksonville versus Rams game, but there were two times in that first half where the Rams went deep against the Cobras, and Cobras corners got burned. They got burnt worse than toast I make in the morning. It was pretty bad, but the receivers, they didn't catch the ball, and you know, it really exposed those corners. But I'm really surprised that, you know, this Rams team, the Cyclones team, hasn't tried to attack the corner.
Well, let's see if they try it again. They still got a whole quarter and change. Here is Griffin looking, rolling to his right, dumps it in the flat. That's caught. 50, 45, down near the 40. It'll be at the 41.
Yeah, that was Mason Hayes, a sophomore, on an out route. They had a good flood concept here to the near side, and
that's a gain of 18 yards.
Yeah, see, I don't understand why I haven't seen more of this. I mean, the offense was getting too predictable, it seemed like, for Riverside, and Jack Sines is basically able to play everyone within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, and that just hampers your run game. You start taking some shots down the field, and, you know, now you're moving the football a little bit.
First down and 10, Jackson Heights territory. Now they go to Duncan on an end around. He's able to get away from a couple, nearly lost it, but then he's finally brought down at the 40, so
all rumbles
and stumbles. Yeah, rumbles and stumbles his way down for a gain of a yard. It'll bring up second down and 9 at the Cobra 40.
That's unfortunate for the Jackson Heights Cobras. They could have easily had a 2 to 3 yard loss. Wind up turning up being a gain of positive for Riverside.
Well, Duncan is no small running back. That is a big body. They're going to line him up here in the slot right. It is a 5-wide set. Griffin in the gun by himself. 40 seconds to go. He'll take a high snap, immediately looks left, finds Davis in the flat. Julian's comes up, makes a nice stop, but not after a gain of 3 to the 37.
Julian's been doing that a lot this game. Every time you see that bubble screen, he just shoots right there, and he tries to get, he's missed a few, but overall, he's just like a bullet train coming in there with some speed, making that tackle.
Ryder Davis, second catch on the night, good for 10 yards. That one for 3, third down and 6. And what could be the final play here of the third quarter, final 10 seconds going to rattle off, but Riverside getting to the ball quickly here on third and 6, down to 6 seconds. Let's see if they run a play.
Yeah, they need to try and get one off here.
Another 5-wide set. They do snap it. They'll give it to Davis in motion, and he is ripped down in the backfield, and that was nicely done defensively, and that's going to be a monster loss to end the quarter. It'll be a loss of 5.
That was Boe.
Wow, what a play there. As they went to Davis on the reverse, but again losing 5 yards. And it's going to be fourth and long when we come back. All Cobras here on homecoming night. 30-7 Jackson Heights. Fourth quarter is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Kansaland Radio.
Kansaland Radio, Jackson Heights, and Riverside. Cobras 30, Cyclone 7 as we start the fourth quarter. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Brandon Tamman with you, Trenton Krachner, Crendon Prophet, Colin Felkamp, Heavy House, and a heavy Derby crew for this one, as Cobra's looking to go to 4-0 on the year and pick up a huge district win as they got a matchup with Centralia looming next week. As we start the fourth quarter, we switch sides, and Cyclones have no choice but to go for it here on fourth down and 11 at the 42-yard line. They'll go from right to left here in the final frame. Griffin in the gun, five wide set, takes a chest high snap, stands at midfield. Rolls now to his left, is going to run it himself, gets to the 40, has to make a couple miss. He can, he's at the 35, and down he goes. They'll mark him down at the 36, and now a late flag comes in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a legal crackback block on Hayes. He laid out Cade Holiday towards the end of the play, but, you know, Duncan was wide open at the sticks in the middle of the field. Griffin just didn't spot him. He tried to make a play with his legs, but I think it's going to be a legal crackback block here on Mason Hayes laying out Cade Holiday, or maybe unnecessary roughness. I mean, it was bang-bang right there towards the end of the play.
Well, let's see if penalties declined. And it is a penalty on Riverside, and it is declined, and that will be a turnover on downs. And Jackson Heights will take over with a 30-7 lead, 9 seconds to 9 seconds into this fourth quarter. They will have it, but they'll get penalty yards.
They'll get it.
So it looks like that was a personal foul, 15-yard penalty. Make it five now against Riverside. Jackson Heights will take over at the Riverside 49 after the penalty.
You're not going to hear any complaints from Jackson Heights getting that free 15.
All Cobras since the second quarter started. It is 30-7, 9 seconds into the fourth quarter. Our score 30-7. And Melly's back to work, who has had a monster night with all four touchdowns. Stands in the gun. Cobras from left to right here in the fourth and final quarter. Smith in motion from near side to far side, and now Melly's keeps it near side, makes one miss, but can't make another miss. He'll fall forward to the 46 for a gain of three.
Yeah,
and Mason Hayes made the stop.
Yeah, and he was able to because Maddox Mears took on three different blockers. So he didn't make the tackle, but he made the play, taking blockers with him. And, you know, it's been a rough night defensively and collectively as a team, but Maddox Mears is making his presence known on the defensive side.
Second down and seven for the Cobras, just outside the Riverside 45 at the 46. Two-by-two set, Holiday, sidecar left, Melly's in the gun. Standing right at midfield, near side hash. Four down linemen defensively for the Cyclones. Taking their time as we're coming up on a minute into this fourth quarter. Now, Holiday switching to the right side of Melly's. And they'll run that way with Melly's, making one miss. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Good tackle by Tyzel Harrington in the open field. He'll get to the 34. Good sportsmanship there by Melly's. Gain of just two. It'll bring up third down and five. Melly's now over 160 yards. On the ground here tonight. He has completed just 3 of 8 passes for 26 yards. He came into the game with averaging 133 yards through the air, but it has not been the passing game here tonight, so credit the Cyclones' pass defense, but the way that the Cobras have been running it, they have not needed to throw it too often. Here's another third down, third and five at the 44. 10:15, clock moving fourth quarter, 30-7. The Cobras lead it. They empty the backfield. We'll give it to Holiday. End around from right to left. Cuts it 40. First down run, and he'll get dropped at the 35. But there's a flag on the field, and we'll check the call. It was a first down run of 9 yards, but we'll see.
I think it's going to be coming back on a hold.
And let's see. Again, it was third and five. Holiday on an end around, and it will be coming back for a hold. That is now 11 penalties in the game for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, and it hasn't hurt them tonight, but, you know, you roll into Centralia next week and you put up penalties like that, they're going to make you pay for it, how talented Centralia is. You've got to clean it up this week in practice.
Not quite 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. 30-7 is our score. Jackson Heights led 22-7 at the half. They added a touchdown in the third with Melly's from 2 yards out. Two-point try made it 30-7, but now it's third down and 15 back at the Cobra 46. They'll send Holiday in motion from right to left. They'll fake to him. Melly standing tall, wants a deep shot. He launches this one. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete. Looking for Smith on the sideline. Good coverage by Landon Connard. And it'll bring up fourth down and 15. Assume that the Cobras will go ahead and punt it away.
And even if Smith brought that down, I don't think he would have got it inbounds with the 1 foot. But, you know, Jack Knight forces a stop, gets a turnover on downs on defense, and they're able to run a couple minutes off the clock. At this point, it's just get out of here healthy for Jackson Heights.
30-7 is their lead, 9:47 to go in the ball game. They will line up to punt here on 4th and 15. Cyclones playing a little safe with the punt team coverage. And it's Josh Smith, lefty kick. And it will take a nice Cobra bounce inside the 20, inside the 15, down at the 13-yard line. Good punt there by Smith. But Riverside will take over first and 10 at their own 13, 9:39 to go in the game. Riverside, since the first quarter, have not been able to do much. So starting with their lone drive at the start of the second quarter, Riverside's drives have gone like this. Three and out punt, halftime. A fake punt on a three and out. That didn't get anywhere. Another three and out and a punt. And then a punt on their last drive, and now they have this drive. First down and 10 at the 13 for Riverside. 9:39 to go in the game. They trail 30-7 here at Jackson Heights. Going from right to left, Griffin in the gun. He'll take a shot, throws it into the flat. One-handed catch by Duncan. Impressive. And he fights his way all the way up to the 20 for a gain of 7. What a one-handed grab there in the flat. See if the Cyclones just start airing it out here. Second catch for Duncan. Griffin's now 7-10, so efficient. But only just 37 yards through the air. Second down and 3 at the 20. 3 minutes into this fourth period. The game has just turned on its side since the end of the first. He'll throw here to the near side. It's a jump ball, and it's nearly intercepted by Smith. Looking for Hewins, or correction, that was Shulian's in coverage. Cornelson was close by as well. But a dangerous pass, and fortunate or Riverside that wasn't picked off by Shulian.
Yeah, Shulian has played some great defensive coverage. Defensive back for this Cobra defense. He's been able to make tackles and make plays in the secondary like that pass deflection.
Well, coming in, the secondary has compiled 5 interceptions coming in. They just allowed under 9 points per game. They have held Riverside to just 7 here at this point. High snap on 3rd and 3. And down he goes. It's going to be a quarterback sack by J.W. Moore. Nowhere to go for Beckham Griffin. And a monster loss back to the 12. It's a loss of 8. J.W. Moore with the sack. Second sack of the game for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, and he's coming in tonight. He was averaging a sack, and he was really hurting for one here. He was kind of running out of time, but going to keep that average going.
He's got 4 sacks. He leads the team. Clock is moving, but
they're going for it.
4th and 11 at their own 12, and Riverside really has no choice. They're going to go for it. Griffin takes the snap, standing at about the 4-yard line, has some time, has good protection, now has to roll to his right, looking for Duncan. Did he make the catch? Yep. He did.
That was good. Toe drag swag right there.
What a play by Griffin. Finds Duncan on the sideline out to the 27 for a gain of 15 and a first down. Good protection, and then it finally broke down. He rolls to his right, and a toe tap there by Duncan. His 3rd catch, and that one big on 4th down. Keeps the drive alive. 1st and 10 now at the 26. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. Cobras leading Riverside 30-7. Trips left. Lone receiver right, Griffin in the gun. Elijah Moore, the receiver, back there with him. Play action. Now rolling to his left is Griffin. Standing tall, has some time, throws it in the flat. Tipped in the air, and it was nearly caught by Davis on the deflection. Julian's and Joshua Smith both in on coverage, but it's incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. Griffin only threw three passes in the first half. He has 10 pass attempts here in the second half. They've really had no choice. It's a big deficit here. 7:50 to go. Clock stopped in the fourth. 30-7 Jackson Heights. Second down and 10 for the Cyclones at the 26. Cyclones entered this game at 1-2 off a loss to Royal Valley last week. Jackson Heights, they have been perfect at 3-0, looking to go to 4-0. We'll put Elijah Moore in motion. It's a high snap. It goes over Griffin's head, and he has no choice but to jump on it at the 11, maybe the 12. It's a loss of 14. Well, Trent, we have seen that's been an issue. Caleb Catron, the junior center, they have been a lot of high snaps, and that's not the first time we've seen it go over Griffin's head.
Yeah, and he's been jumping up to catch a lot and save a lot, so it makes me wonder, maybe just back up a yard or so in your drop, so it's more at a catchable place, maybe just back up a little bit farther, because it's been airmail all night.
Well, that one loses 14. It's 3rd and 24 at the 12-yard line as we approach the final 7 minutes of the game. Chest high snap, Griffin, a little bit of time across the middle, and a near diving catch, and it's picked off. It is picked off at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Holiday going to the end zone, and he's short by a yard.
I would say a half yard stretch of the ball. Tyzel Harrington almost made a sweet diving catch, but, you know, it pops up into the air.
Cade Holiday. How about this?
Yeah, Johnny on the spot. The beneficiary of a ball popped up into the air. Harrington almost made a impressive catch, but all for nothing.
But still, after the deflection by Harrington, Holiday had to pick it up at about the shoestrings, and then he takes it all the way to the one. It was a near about 30-yard pick six. When the Cobras have first and goal at the one, and now they can really put this game away.
We're gonna go under center.
Well, Mellies has scored all four touchdowns. Will it be a sneak? Let's see. Two in the backfield behind him. Will they push him? It's a play action rolling to his right. Mellies trying to find the pylon. Does he get in? He does not.
He's a little shaken up.
So he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Interesting play call. But he appears to be fine. He wants the touchdown. He ain't going to get it. It's going to be second and goal from the one.
Yeah, I think he landed on the thing that marks G on the goal line. I don't know if that's exactly called, but I think he landed on that. Might have knocked the window, but he's going to stay in, so.
They tried to catch maybe Riverside off guard with that little bootleg action, but they read that pretty well, and they kept him out.
And I think Jackson Knight's going to call a timeout to give Melly some time. I think he just got the wind knocked out, and that's what you're going to hope for Jackson Knight. You don't want him getting hurt late in this game.
After an interception by Cade Holiday, second and goal at the 1 yard line for Jackson Heights, leading 30-7. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Quick timeout, back right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents.
KNZA.
Appreciate all of our listeners on Kansaland Radio. 30-7, Jackson Heights over Riverside. 6:27 to go in the game. Full house, full crew. Trent Kraxner, Crendon Prophet, Colin Felkamp. I'm Brandon Tabb, and thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. Week 4, high school football. It's all recapped on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show following our broadcast here this evening. Cobra is on the verge of the end zone again and on the verge of a 4-0 start. And out of the timeout, second and goal at the one. Melly, same formation. He'll go under center. And he drops it near the goal line. Does he pop back on top of it?
Holiday's on it, and he's in the end zone when he's covered. So credit Cade Holiday with a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
So Holiday will get the touchdown on the aborted snap. And that's the first non-Drake Mellies touchdown here tonight. And
kind of makes up for him getting tackled at the one on the interception.
Yeah, he certainly deserved it after the interception return. So even on a fumble, Holiday with the touchdown, it's 36-7.
Kate Holiday has been a very underrated player for this Cobra team, especially putting him at a, well, running back role. And not only has he played running back, he's been able to play defensive back and now, you know, jumping on that ball for a touchdown. He's been a lot of help to this Cobra team, especially tonight.
36-7. They'll try to go for two. Make it 38-7. They'll go in the gun. Smith in motion from right to left, crossing the face of Mellies, rolling to his left, has to stop on a dime, throws to the flat, Smith there, but incomplete. A little high on the throw, but still all Cobra. 6:24 left in the game, another touchdown, this time by Holiday. 36-7, all Jackson Heights, back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Well, short drive, two plays, 1 yard, 32 seconds off the clock, set up by a near pick six, but Kate Holiday's interception set it up first and goal, and Holiday recovering a botched snap by Mellies right at the goal line and in the end zone. Two-point try was not there. It's a 36-7. Cobra's lead at 6:24 remaining in the game. And we'll talk about it, and I'm sure Jake and Boz on the post game and the scoreboard show as this kick goes out of bounds, so it'll be at the 35 for Riverside. But how about Jackson Heights at Centralia next week? It looked like Centralia was putting Troy away, and if that held true, it would be a battle of 4-0s and kind of a, trying to think of the right word here, and you had mentioned it, Trenton, how that could easily be the Class 1A District 4 championship game for next week between these two. Or I should say those two with Jackson Heights and Centralia.
Yeah, and you know, it's not that far of a travel for Jackson Heights over there to Centralia, you know, but they're going to face a team that is very similar to them in running what they do. It's very, two very similar teams, really. It should be a close game, and who can their stuff better than the other one because it's very similar offenses.
Curious how the rankings are going to look next week. You know, our area teams, you got Centralia and Jefferson County North, who are two of the top three teams in 1A. Jackson Heights, they've been kind of receiving some votes, and at 4-0, and they've been impressive. As Percy Duncan gets the carry here, doesn't get much. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Yeah, and I think if one of those teams, whatever teams are ranked fourth or fifth, I think if they lose this week, you know, you have to be considering this Cobra team because, I mean, they didn't play their best first quarter, but the final three, all that really matters has been flat-out domination.
And again, it's been a long night, but two of the first three offensive snaps for the Cobras tonight were turnovers. Riverside had the early 7-0 lead, but since the second quarter, it has been all Cobras. Griffin back to pass, deep shot, nobody there. Is it intercepted at the 44? Do they keep their feet in?
No, the far side set his feet was out of bounds. That was McQueen.
McQueen a near pick. Nobody for Riverside was within 10 yards of that throw.
Yeah, Harrington stopped. And
it's going to be incomplete.
Then Griffin thought he was going long, so some miscommunication.
5:38 to go in the game, 36-7, the Jackson Heights lead, Riverside at
TO. Yep, so, I mean, third down play. You're trying to build momentum next week. You know, they're heading back home for Onega. So, you know, trying to get some going positive on the film to bring into next week.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Let's go through a couple of scores in the area. Our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Final score on the Holton Channel. Wildcats have won two in a row. They're 2-2. They beat Perry Lecompton 32-12. Play center all over Hiawatha tonight. That final score was 75-14. In any KL matchup that we knew at the half, it was Pleasant Ridge all over Moore Hillmouth Academy. And that was a halftime score. And the Rams had a 40-16 lead over the Ravens.
I saw a couple more, Brandon. I saw that JCN won 52-6 over McLeod, and that St. Mary's beat Oski 57-6.
Well, Jefferson County North does not play Jackson Heights here in the regular season.
Yeah, it would come down to just being co-league champions, but...
could be co-league champs.
They could meet in the first or second round of the playoffs, because the two districts intertwine in the first couple rounds of the playoffs, because Riverside got beat by JCN last year. So, could be an early round matchup between the co-league champs.
That is a potential possibility. Out of the timeout, 5:38 left in the game, 36-7, all Cobras. Third down and 10 for Riverside. This time they just give it to Elijah Moore, and he just falls straight forward for a yard. Not much on that one. They'll maybe give him two, but it's going to bring up fourth down. We'll call it a short nine.
You know, talking about Centralia and looking onwards, last year when Centralia came to home, Jackson Heights started that game off very well. They went immediately down the field. They scored. After that, it was a silent offense and a really, really tough defensive performance. So we'll see. I'm looking pretty positively from this Cobra performance. Yeah, flipping the script from last year, these first four games look dominant from them offensively and defensively. So let's see how they can play Centralia next week.
Well, with just under 5 minutes to go, fourth and nine, Riverside going to just punt this one away as Duncan puts a nice boot to this one from right to left. It'll take a Riverside bounce all the way inside the 30 and rest up at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, and Jackson Heights is content with not having anyone back there. They're just worried about running this last 440 off the clock, making sure everyone's healthy. You know, I mean, they're already down a couple key guys. You know, there's Eisenbarth. Had the jamboree on a non-contact freak injury kind of thing. But, you know, the guys have stepped up. Your depth pieces, other guys have stepped up to a 4-0 start and 1-0 in district play. Caleb, Coach Wick said you're 0-0 now. This is the real important games. And winning the first one is definitely sweet.
Well, we got to catch up on all the matchups. And I'm sure, again, Jake and Boz will talk about it a little bit on the scoreboard show. But, again, next week it will be Jackson Heights at Centralia. What will be a huge district matchup in district number 4 here in Class 1A. Here is a keeper by Mellies. Thought there might have been some movement up front, but they let the play go. Mellies is going to lose a yard. Actually, he's going to lose 3 yards. Back inside the 25 to the 23. It'll bring up second down and 13. Surprised that Mellies is really still taking snaps here.
Yeah, that's the question I was just about to ask you, Brandon. You know, I saw this last week. You know, when you're up by 29 points, do you really keep your star quarterback in the game? He just got shoestring tackled by the ankle. You don't want to have that happen and go the wrong way.
Well, he took the snap there, lost 3 yards. It was a good tackle there in the open field. Second down and 13 at the 23 with 4 minutes and counting left in the game. Mellies has 158 yards here unofficially tonight. He'll have two to the right, two to the left. It is Shulian's in motion. Mellies will fake to him. Breaks one, breaks two, but he can't get away from Duncan. It is hard to get away from Percy Duncan when he wraps you up, and Mellies gets back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. Maybe a half yard at best, but that's it.
Yeah, and Crennan, who would be taking snaps if it's not Mellies?
It'd be Kate Holliday.
Kate Holliday. They split last year before, towards the end of the season. Mellies finally took over, but they split.
Yeah, and he just came off. I was just asking because I didn't know if you necessarily want Holliday running a bunch either. You know, they've had that
one-two
punch.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, in my personal opinion, I think you'd be putting some other guys out there in the backfield. I mean, you got plenty of sophomores and, you know, juniors to look upon who can, you know, start being in that running game. You could probably put Josh back there for a few running snaps just to get a few yards to pick up. You know, there's some other guys out there, too.
Well, it is Holliday who takes this snap, and he'll just keep it himself, trying to get to the outside. He'll get some of the yardage back across the 30 and down near the 31. So roughly 6, maybe 7 there for Holliday.
Yeah, and they took Mellies off the field there. I think his night's done. I don't even think you really need to put him out there defensively.
They'll bring up fourth down, so we're down to 2:40. As, again, the Cobras just trying, both teams really just trying to get some guys in and has run out this clock. No injuries from what we've seen. Doesn't look like either team, knock on wood, has had to deal with that here tonight. Good for both sides. Again, Jackson Heights, Centralia, monster matchup next week. Riverside returning home. They'll get Onega in another district contest. As Josh Smith stands in punt formation.
He's going to wait till this play clock gets all the way down.
And it's a low snap. It skips back up to him, and it was nearly blocked, and just lucky to get that away. This is not going to go very far, and this takes a Riverside bounce, and it's down.
It's going to be a 7-yard punt.
A 7-yard punt to the 38-yard line.
Well, he didn't want to get blocked by Dung, so he kind of kicked it around him, and he just kicked it towards his sideline. Wasn't very far. Not very natural to kick it across by his left foot and kick it to the right side. And, I mean, field position doesn't matter a whole lot up 29 with
two minutes
ago.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not a big deal, but
well,
he's going to hate his stats. That he has a 7-yard. It's going to kill his average.
That's going to hurt the net average on the punt, but nonetheless, the only stat that matters, and I think everyone agrees, it is the W. And the Cobras are on their way to it, leading 36-7 at 2:01 to go. Riverside, at least one more chance with the ball.
They don't have. Looks like they're JV or second string in.
This will be a small handoff here to the 35. That looked to be Cody Hewins on the carry.
Well, I don't think the officials called it a fumble, but now that they are, I was going to say, Jack Knight came up with the football, so they forced a turnover, and maybe a couple kneel downs are going to end our game for the night.
Well, so, that is a fumble and a turnover. Jackson Heights will get it back. First and 10 at their own 36. In the final 1:49, so as Trenton mentioned, probably just a couple of kneel downs and put this baby to bed. And what's been an impressive night for the Cobras, they get the revenge back as Mellies will get back in there to take the snap and take the knee. Behind his center, the sophomore, Jace Doyle. 28-12 was the win for Riverside last year in this matchup. And now on a kneel down attempt, we get a penalty. Let's see. And it's going to be a false start, kneel down attempt. You don't see it too often, but again, make it 12 penalties in the game. I'm sure when I talk with Caleb Wick next week for our coaches' shows, that is something he will certainly bring up. That's something they got to take care of, getting ready for Centralia next week. And what could be a deciding kind of game for this District 4. 1:35, first and 15 after the penalty. Melly's just making sure everyone's set. Down go the linemen, and he'll take a knee. What a game it has been for Mellies, although second half statistically, he did most of his damage, him and Holiday, in the first half. They haven't had as many possessions here in the second half. They've also been stopped a couple of times. Again, just getting a big lead and just kind of playing a time of possession game. And
yeah, they're just shortening the clock and
just trying to get everybody out of there.
Yeah, no reason why I said don't want to lose a key guy with the I'm going to keep calling it the district title game because I think these are by far the two best teams in this district. You know, Riverside, obviously Onega, and then Troy lost a lot from last year. I think Jackson Heights and Centralia are by far your 1 and 2.
It's going to be a monster game next week. It almost looked like there was movement again, but I think the officials just said, all right, we'll let it go.
Yeah, there's no
could've
point
been a
false calling
start.
It.
On another kneel down, final 38 seconds.
Yeah, kneel down one more time here and
these kneel downs are not helping Melly's rushing numbers.
Good thing he's only lost 3 yards.
Yeah, he's had a good night. This should be the final snap of the game. It'll be another kneel down, and that will, in fact, end this game as Jackson Heights getting the revenge from last season's loss to Riverside. They trailed 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, but then they outscore the Cyclones 36-0. The rest of the way, and they win it tonight by a final of 36-7. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. All Cobras, 36-7 there, went over Riverside. They improved to 4-0, and we'll talk about it and break it down when we come back, as our post-game show is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Avian Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JBN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, our post-game show again, it is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Impressive tonight for Jackson Heights on homecoming. They blacked out the uniforms, and they were on point from the second quarter on as they beat Riverside by a score of 36-7. Riverside scored the first touchdown of the game, and that was it. Jackson Heights, 2 of their first 3 offensive snaps were actually turnovers, but again, it did not matter. Second quarter on, Cobras outscored the Cyclones 36-0. Neither team could really pass the ball very much or very well. It was all rushing for both of these teams, but Trenton, I'll start with you. Again, Drake Mellies, Cade Holiday, those two combine for just under 300 yards. Melly's unofficially for 156 and 4 touchdowns. Holiday 137 and a touchdown, but most of that was done in the first half as neither team really got much going in the second half. Once they built the big lead, Jackson Heights just kind of played the possession game, played the time game, wanted to keep everyone healthy. But after losing to this same Cyclones team last year, 28-12, they looked really good. Obviously, we'll talk about the matchup with Centralia next week, but this is an impressive win for them against the team that's going to be in their league next year. From the Big 7 to the Northeast Kansas League, Riverside, again, making that move next year, but impressive tonight either way.
Yeah, and it might be a league game next year, but the districts get removed. This is the second year of districts, so it might not be in the same district next year, but you know they probably had this game circled. Like, hey, start a district play. This is a team we probably should have beat last year. In the same scenario, this one we want to get at home. They made it homecoming. They showed out. And, you know, after that lackluster first quarter, the 1-2 punch of Holiday and Mellies was untouchable.
Crendon, again, we said it early on, and 2 of the first 3 snaps of the game by Mellies resulted in fumbles and turnovers. And, you know, their first 3 weeks, monster wins. They hadn't had to deal with really much adversity at all. But, you know, Riverside was able to capitalize in the first quarter on their lone touchdown of the game. They jumped out to the 7-0 lead, and we mentioned that, oh, well, this might be the first time that the Cobras really have to go through some adversity, and through those first couple of drives, they looked a little shaky, but once they got to the second quarter and scored that first touchdown, they just kind of flipped the script. They just looked like what they've been looking like through the first three games.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that Drake Millett has had multiple turnovers every single game, but what's not a shame is that consecutively he's been a consistent scorer and a light up in this team offensively and defensively. This week, his second week, having four touchdowns. Last week, he had four rushing touchdowns. This week, also having rushing touchdowns. Last week, he, of course, you know, had five touchdowns total. And just, you know, the kid plays amazing football, and, you know, we bring up the fact that adversity, Jackson Heights faced adversity today. Was it because of, you know, stepping on their own foot? Of course. But the fact that they were able to bounce back and the whole game be able to prove a shutout. And we talked about, yeah, that's what they should have done last year against this team. And maybe that game is the reason why they just mentally couldn't get through the rest of those district games. That's really unsure to say. But starting off that 4-0, your mental is very good. And right now, not only are you 3-0 in league play, you're 1-0 in district play. This cover team could be really important. Really good, and just as, you know, Trenton said, that, you know, next week against Centralia, that could be, you know, Centralia or Jackson Heights, who's the better one in the district, and that game could decide a lot of things.
Yeah, it's going to decide, certainly, playoff seeding, there's no doubt about that, and a potential district championship, of course, a game we'll have for you next week. That'll be on KMZA 92.1, that Jackson Heights-Centralia game. That'll be a fun one, no doubt, at Centralia. Just going through some of the numbers here. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingston, Courtney Brockoff. Again, the Cyclones ended up with 52 passing yards. A lot of that was trailing in the second half and just having to throw the ball. Neither team really had much success through the air. Jackson Heights only had, I believe, 26 yards. That was it. Mellies was 3 of 8 for 26 yards and an interception. He came into the game averaging 133 passing yards through the first three, but they didn't necessarily need that as they outgained the Cyclones in rushing 306 to 86. And I believe when you look at the second half numbers, how about the Cobras' rush defense? In the second half, Cyclones had 9 carries as a team for negative 3 yards.
Yeah, living in the backfield, you know, and that was led by J.W. Moore, who ended up getting a sack to keep that average of a sack a game. And, you know, he's that leader amongst the linemen, and, you know, he was leading the charge. They were constantly in the backfield, and it's just an all-around impressive performance. The line, the backs, you know, it was just everyone chipped in tonight.
Well, I think you led us right into one of our segments here. How about our lineman of the game, J.W. Moore, as you mentioned. Again, he had the sack. He's now got 4 through 4 games. Our lineman of the game, again, J.W. Moore, who had a sack earlier in the night, was wreaking havoc all evening. Our lineman of the game, it's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience. Find them online, giantcom.net. That's giant, C-O-M-M.net. and Giant Communications for more information. A little bit of an extended post game here for you, as of course we're trying to lead you up to the starts of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. The game on KAIR-FM 93.7 with Pleasant Ridge and Morehill Mount Academy. They're running a little bit behind, so we're going to be with you maybe a few extra minutes here. But again, our final score, it was Jackson Heights 36 and Riverside 7. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. Talk a little bit more about next week and also announce our player of the game as well. That's coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Farming Country, and we are proud to support the families that work the land. When it's time to expand, replace equipment, or buy land, you need a financial partner who works as hard as you do. At Citizen State Bank, we are that financial partner. We have experienced ag lenders that can either visit you at your farm or in our office. Call or come by today and see Dell, Randy, or Luke. Citizen State Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Here on Kansaland Radio, a little bit of an extended post game for you as we're leading you up to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, which will be on 92.1, 103.9, and 93.7. Brandon, Trenton, Crendon, Colin, appreciate everyone helping out. All Jackson Heights tonight, they win their homecoming game against Riverside 36-7 in our post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Crendon, I know there were some times early on in this game, we were having a few technical issues with the Cobra Channel. You were working hard, bouncing back and forth. You got it back up and running, but I know, again, something that you wanted kind of to address here at the end of the game.
Yeah, I just wanted to address that. I'm sorry for anyone. You know, honestly, it probably helped 103.9 pull in a little more people because there's people like, what's going on? And then they tune into the game, and oh, my gosh, Jackson Heights is running up the score. And I'm sure if anyone who is just sitting here on the Cobra Channel, you see 0-7, and then you come back, and it's 22-7. I mean, that's quite a jump and a score, and you know, all I can say is these Cobras, they strike fast. And I mean, that's the point of being a Cobra, is you want to strike fast, you want to strike quick, and when they least expect it, you want to put, you know, you want to give them the venom. And you know, that's what this Cobra team has done. They've been very resilient in this game. They played a great defense, great offense. Even when they were put on long drives, that's the most complimentary thing I can say about this Cobra team, is that the past few weeks is that it is short field position given for the by the defense. So they only go like 40 yards and they score. And that's, you know, in my opinion, that's the Tom Brady thing. You know, Tom Brady's going to score every time you give him 40 yards to work with. And, well, this Jackson Heights team, you give him 40 yards, they can work with it. But this game, they were able to work with 90 and 82 yards. And that's what makes the team impressive, is that when they were also given those 40 yard, they, at the third quarter, they just came in, they scored. Of course, they were pretty much dormant for the rest of that third quarter, and they were able to score once in the fourth. But still, this Jackson Heights team, they played really resilient. One thing I wanted to say this Cobra Channel is, I mean, you know, if Riverside joins next year to the NAKL, is welcome to the league.
Right. Yeah. Well, Riverside will join the NEKL next year. Of course, the leagues are going to change. That means the districts are going to kind of be shaken up next year. But nonetheless, again, impressive tonight as Jackson Heights moves to 4-0. They will get 4-0 Centralia next week in what could be a deciding district championship type of matchup. But again, that'll be discussed a little bit more on the scoreboard show coming up here in just a little bit. Again, Riverside scored their lone touchdown of the game first in the first quarter. They had a quick 34-yard drive after a Jackson Heights fumble. It was a touchdown run by Elijah Moore. Extra point was good. That was roughly 3 minutes into the game, and who would have thought at that point that that was going to be it for Riverside. Second quarter, Jackson Heights, from the end of the first quarter going into the middle of the third quarter, where Jackson Heights put the game away. They had four straight possessions, four straight touchdowns. Again, all Drake Mellies at that point. And then they would add one more in the fourth quarter on a kind of a botched snap at the one-yard line. Cade Holiday fell on it after Cade Holiday nearly had a pick six. And again, he took about a 30-yard return down to the one-yard line, and then Holiday able to get credit for that final touchdown. But again, the rushing attack, mainly the numbers done in the first half, but unofficially. Drake Mellies tonight, 28 carries for 156 yards and four scores, make it 10 rushing touchdowns on the season. Cade Holiday, 16 carries, 137 yards, and another score, as Jackson Heights rushes for over 300 yards in the game, and they held the Cyclones to negative 3 rushing yards in the second half. Again, Elijah Moore, the lone touchdown for Riverside. He was their leading rusher tonight with 8 carries for 32 yards.
You know, both teams talked about coming into this game how both are how their offenses are pretty fluid when it comes to the pass game and the running game. They can kind of do both. But, you know, you like on the gridiron tonight that both teams were able to try to run the ball, and, you know, who came out on top was, well, the Cobras. They were able to run the ball the most efficient.
Yeah, they came in averaging well over 200 yards a game on the ground, and they eclipsed 300 tonight. And, again, you want to try to balance these things out. Drake Melly's a couple weeks ago was an Athlete of the Week. He has put up numbers each and every week. There's a lot of players in our area for multiple teams that we kind of look at and go, okay, this is probably a kid we could use about week in and week out if we really need an Athlete of the Week. At this point, I think Drake Melly's is kind of putting his name on that list, again, with a monster night again. And I don't think there's any question that Drake has got to be our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, 28 carries for 156 yards and 4 touchdowns. Again, they didn't have to throw it much. He did go 3 of 8 passing for 26 yards. He did have an interception and 2 fumbles, but nonetheless, it was a dominant performance here tonight for Jackson Heights. So that's going to wrap things up for us. Again, hang with us. We got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up